You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret
it? Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
Anyway, we're here. We got the regs. Giannis Papp is filling in for Bobby Kelly, for Robert, Dr. Robert Kelly.
Dr. Bob, he's on the phone.
He's up in Montreal, but he's on the phone. And thank God, Lauren's got a, what is that, a 7 plus?
6F.
6S plus, so I can see all of Bobby.
I have the latest and greatest.
You guys
Everybody
are...
knows that.
Yeah.
When it comes to technology, the latest and greatest.
What's up, okay. Bobby? How you doing? You got your reading glasses on?
Yes, I got my reading glasses on. How you doing?
Good. They're more like goggles, though, aren't they? Those glasses are more like goggles.
Well, buddy, I got a fat head. I got to wear, you know, it's gotta be proportionate. I'm like a fat chick with small tits. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, you look like you just got off a motor scooter.
He looks like bloated Mr. Magoo.
Who is that? Turn me to that person right now.
That's the rebel.
Turn me to that person.
Titties and blood, Ian Fidance.
What's up? What's up?
You look like a gay Mike DiStefano.
Oh, what a compliment. Thank you.
Listen. Fuck you. I didn't call. This is why I'm calling. Let me get the. I gotta go. I have a car service waiting for me.
Oh, he's very important.
Yeah. He's,
wow.
He's bragging.
Lauren, turn my neck 80 degrees.
Turn the phone back to him again. Last time you were on the show, you're done.
Oh, come on.
You're done.
I love you, Bobby.
Come on.
I'm kidding. Go back to Giannis.
Ian rode his bike here shirtless from Williamsburg with fucking rap music blaring off it. He does not give a fuck. I love this dude.
Yep.
Yeah, would you?
Doesn't he look like a divorced dad who just is like, fucking, I'm moving to Miami and I'm selling coke?
Yeah.
Or what did you say, Bobby? Yours was even better.
He looks like he's a rat for the cops.
I'll tell you whatever you want to know.
Yeah, the movies. He looks like the guy who flipped.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the guy that the cop doesn't really have to beat up to get the info from.
Yeah. I just tell it off the bat.
That's perfect.
All right, here's what I'm calling for, because I really do got to fly. First of all.
Yeah. We lost him. We lost Bobby.
Thank you for.
Wait, you're breaking
up right now. What's that?
You're breaking up.
You broke up in this high technology communication we got going on right here.
I have to get these live reads in, Giannis.
Okay.
Okay, and this is deepdiscount.com. Have you heard about them?
I haven't heard about them, Bobby.
Well, let me tell you something about and I love this deepdiscounts.com.
Uh-huh.
Because right now, you can go. You like watching TV, right?
Yeah.
What else is there to do?
There's a lot. There's sex.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can have sex, but who wants to do that? That takes up so much time, and it's hot.
Right.
And so you watch TV.
Absolutely.
With a nice little snack.
Well, you do.
You don't have snacks?
No. I eat 3 times a day, not 15.
Giannis.
First of all, I only eat twice a day, and they're very big. Okay?
Yeah.
If I was there, you guys are in town. This is just, I've had a shit day, too. What a shit day I've had. Just a shit 2 days. I wish I was in there so I could fucking attack you. Cowards. You got me on a phone.
Oh, yeah.
And you're bashing me. Fuck you. I hope you choke on your iced coffee. Did Lauren get that for you?
No, she didn't. We came with them.
Well,
yeah, we know what kind of operation.
Yeah, I don't even get a fucking.
We're ready to yell immediately.
Yeah. I don't even get a coffee anymore.
Bobby, you need a hug. Here, Lauren, put the phone up to me. I'm going to hug him.
Good luck trying. This kid is crazy.
Do you feel better now?
I think he's my new favorite in New York City. You're my new favorite person in
Hell
New York
yeah.
City.
I think I smell salami for some reason.
I'll work my way up to favorite comic.
We'll get there.
Thanks for that insult. I
you do look
it.
Like...
Dave Discount. All right. Shut up. Discount.com. All right? They're a very loyal sponsor to my podcast.
Okay.
And I really love going to this website. You can go to the website right now. You know what I got?
What?
I got Rhoda. I bought Rhoda. How's that?
Oh.
Like Mary Tyler Moore Rhoda?
Rhoda, you can go right now. They're having a big, huge sale of your favorite TV shows. Over 600 seasons of season ones. Okay, TV shows, DVDs, and Blu-rays. Right now, why not start your binge watching and watch what you want when you want? You'll find current shows, too, like American Horror Story, The Office, okay, classics like Fantasy Island. Remember that?
Oh,
Boss,
yeah.
The plane.
Your fans want to know, can they see the whole first season of Ellen on it? They're big Ellen fans that listen to this podcast.
Murphy Brown,
Davey.
Too.
Can you take the bomb dander and wrap it around your forehead? They also have deepdiscount.com. You go to my website. You click right on the Riotcast at riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. And you can click on the Deep Discount logo right on the homepage. Look for special coupons, codes, sales icons. Save even more during their sale. Check this out. Season one TV shows. So that means it's season one.
Season one.
Buy
it. Be good to yourself. Shut up with your quips.
You got broken up.
I gotta go.
Oh.
Shut up.
Deepdiscount.com.
Thank you. Check it out. Buy a few things. Listen, they're a great sponsor of the show, and I actually use this place. Go to deepdiscount.com. They got movie releases too, Giannis.
Oh, wow. I'm looking at it right now on the big screen.
Yeah, out this week, guess what? Ghost in a Shell, Scarlett Johansson.
Ooh.
One of my new favorites.
Yeah.
Is it misogynistic to call her a hottie? Is that, can we still do that?
No, I think that's accurate.
No, free speech.
Free speech, is that free? All right, she's the first of her kind, a human mind inside of an artificial body.
Ooh.
She wants revenge, Giannis. You know why?
Why?
She found out that her creator lied about her past.
Why would he do that?
So mean.
It's in the script.
Because all really smart guys lie.
Yeah, they do.
Get a copy right now. DVD, Blu-ray, Ultra D, HD for a really great price. DeepDiscount.com or click their logo on my homepage at riotcast.com/Robert Kelly Live. You'll also find a bunch of my material there, Giannis.
Mm.
And they have your material, too. Did you know that?
I did not. What do they have of mine?
Let's check it out.
Oh. Support. They have nothing to use. It's mine. It's all mine. So support my sponsor. Be good to yourself. Buy it. Own it. Watch it when you want. Check it out. DeepDiscount.com. Thank you, Deep Discount. Who else is on the show today?
Right now, nobody. We're waiting for Aaron Berg.
Aaron Berg's on
nobody.
His way.
But while he's not here, me and Ian can just be him. Absolutely hilarious. This guy coming to the stage.
You guys are a great crowd, Chinese cock.
Anyway, this next guy coming. Give it up for Paul Verzi, everybody. You like black cock, don't ya?
Hey, guys, you ever come on your sister's cheek by accident?
You look like you...
Ryan Hamilton.
You look like your vagina's nickname's cheesesteak. Ladies and gentlemen, bravo applause for my friend Monroe Martin.
You don't like black guys, do you? Next guy coming to the stage. Give it up for Derek Gaines, everybody.
Once you go black, you go right back to a white guy because they have money. Give it up for Jim Gaffigan, everybody.
Absolutely.
He really is a piece of shit, isn't he?
Your pussy looks like it smells like garbage. Anyway, coming to the stage, give it up for Jerry Seinfeld, everybody.
All right, listen. I got my driver out front.
Sure. Ooh. Sure.
Okay.
Go back to jerking off in your hotel room.
I don't. What?
Your driver. Oh. Your big.
How fast does Lauren want me off this fucking phone call?
I don't.
No, she doesn't.
I love it when he goes, turn my head back to Giannis.
In the future, this may be like if he dies and they animate his brain.
Yeah. I'll still be here.
Someone will just have to hold his head in a phone and just he'll be alive like that.
Turn me back to that coward Giannis.
All right. I gotta go.
Hey, thanks for having me, Bobby. Appreciate it.
Thank you. I'll see you guys when I get back, all right?
Thanks, brother. Bye. Thanks for calling into my podcast.
Bye, Laura,
bye
Adam.
Bye.
Adam, that's the name.
Yeah.
All right.
Got it. Third one in.
Third time's a charm. Yeah, next time I'd like, if you can get one of those Mormon name tags, that'll work. Why does it take me so many times to remember the name?
It's hard with white men.
It is, right?
Yeah. No, it's hard with anyone, man. Names are fucking really tough.
Yeah.
I got good facial recognition, but names.
Yeah.
If you meet someone, you got to do that thing. It's called, I think it's like a mental house, right? Mm-hmm. You put them in a compartment in your brain, like you think of somewhere that you, like your grandparents' house or whatever, and you walk in and you place their name to the right behind the umbrella holder.
Are you making this shit up? That sounds like the most pseudoscience
ever. I just repeat their name 19 times in my head.
And you have a Geisha fan right now.
It's hot, Giannis.
You have an eight. How fucking great are you? You rolled here on a bike with your shirt off and a fucking bandana, and you have a Geisha fan.
Yeah,
with
I put
you.
The gay in Geisha, buddy.
You don't give a fuck. And you got tats on your fucking chest.
Mm-hmm. And he's banging a real hottie.
He's what?
Yep. Banging a real hottie.
Yeah. Who's the hottie's banging?
Oof, buddy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, buddy.
Oh, buddy.
Didn't you used to date the...
Yes.
Don't bring it up is the thing?
Correct.
Yeah.
All right. Next topic. Go to the list.
But yeah, no. Thank you. I appreciate that, man.
Yeah. Appreciate. What did I say? That was good.
Just that I had a geisha fan.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know. It was a compliment. It's wild.
Yeah, well, dude, it's hot, and I really don't give a fuck.
Let me ask you a question. How many, are you sick of people thinking you're a Jew?
No. I think it's interesting that people feel so comfortable coming up and being like, Jew, you know, because you cannot do that with any other race or ethnicity. You can't go up to someone and be like, Ugandan, you know, they'll be like, what the fuck? Get them fired.
But you got a cross on your neck.
Yeah.
Do you wear the cross on your neck because you just want to just let, it's sort of
like keep Jews away?
Keep Jews away.
Yeah. Like garlic to vampires.
So you don't want money is what you're doing?
But do you do it because you know people are going to ask that question
and you just point to the thing? I mean, look, man, I know what I am. I know what I look like. I can't change it. I might as well just embrace it instead of being like, the fuck, why is your problem? You know,
there's nothing wrong with looking a little Jewish. No. A lot of people think I'm a Jew.
People think my mom's brother's a Jew.
Yeah.
The stereotype is like Jews are blah, blah, blah. But almost every single Jew I've ever interacted with has been just great, a mensch, wonderful person. So I'm like, yeah, what a compliment. Thank you.
Jesus, which Jews are you hanging out with?
Fictitious Jews.
Have you ever met a nice Jew?
Yeah, I'm dating a nice, good Jew.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
He's my first Jew, too.
First Jew.
I know.
Wow.
Never dated a Jew.
Yeah.
Always
Ginzos.
Well,
that's good. You're sorry to put them on a list.
Yeah.
That's great.
He's on his own list.
What's it like?
I mean, it's great.
Circumcised and all that.
Yeah.
They don't go on the internet on the weekends.
Everyone's circumcised. Yeah. Everyone's circumcised now, though, right? I'm circumcised. You circumcised?
Yeah, I'm circumcised.
I think it's
George,
a trend.
George, are you circumcised?
George.
Adam, come on.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, Donnie.
Dikembe.
You're circumcised, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Prove it.
I don't know what my mic's on, but I
Everybody
am circumcised.
You know what's funny?
That's not
Let me
a surprise.
See your joke.
You know what's funny? No. There's like a big push for foreskin pride movement. That's
going on. Like nobody's doing it anymore to their children.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, it's like, how dare you disfigure your child?
Yeah.
It's like what's the word? I can't think of it.
No, come on, you can do it. No, come on, mortation. Support her. No, she can do it.
No,
you can do it.
I can't. Nope.
Come on,
it's gone.
Guess
when you chop something off.
Mutilate.
Yeah, but
yes, genital mutilation.
One. Sweating,
Dave. Somebody didn't do their homework.
Babe, you're not reading your 50 assigned books per week.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what? I kind of wish I wasn't circumcised.
Me too.
In retrospect.
Oh, it's a lot of work, though.
Well, no, you just got to pull it back and clean.
Yeah.
Big deal. Wait, if you're uncircumcised, doesn't that mean that the tip of your penis is, like, more sensitive so you can come faster?
Yes.
I heard it's better for the woman, too, like, sex-wise.
Really?
Yeah.
Just more kind of, more movement
Maybe tingle-wingle, I don't know.
Yeah, because, like, when you're young, it's okay, but when you start to get to my age, like, you know, it's like sandpaper down there. I mean, I dry hand, you know, I've been dry hand masturbating for years.
Hell yeah, I'm all about the dry hand.
Chafing off every nerve ending.
That's rebellious.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, what? Man.
I go dry hand.
Dry hand?
I need a pile of dust when I'm done.
Could you come and just...
Do you lube up or you go dry hand?
Dry hand.
Dry hand.
Sometimes
dry hand
if it takes me a while, then I lube up, but it's like such a mess. With the lube.
What do you mean takes you a while? You have a hard time being attracted to your own self?
Yeah.
Who the hell has a problem masturbating? How much coke do you do?
Sometimes I have a hard time coming. I'm on antidepressants. So it turns like a fucking quick jerk session to a 1984 hour of hate, you know?
Just like, what the fuck? You know? That's like coke dick, I think. Right?
Oh, dude, coke dick is the worst.
Yeah.
How long does it take?
It never happens.
Really?
And then you got a hooker there, and you're just like, all right, well, you know, can I eat your ass? All right, most expensive seamless I've ever gotten in my life.
You're a fucking wild one. Yeah. You're wild.
Yeah.
How wild's your life been?
Wait, how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
32.
Okay.
It's been a crazy one, Giannis.
Yeah.
I'm like a little cat. I've had nine lives.
He does have the kind of look, though, that you just don't know his age.
Yeah, that's why I had to ask. Mm-hmm. There's no way.
Yeah, you could be 50, 32, or 12.
Yeah.
You're very black.
I'll play it all. That's such a great compliment.
You're welcome.
I love it. Yeah. People either think I'm Jewish or they tell me I have a black soul. And I'm like, either way, thank you.
Yeah. You do a lot of the urban rooms and hang out with the blacks.
Yeah. Love the blacks.
Blacks are great.
They are. They're the best. They know how to have fun, man.
They do not. They appreciate it more than we do.
Yep.
Because
and you know what's funny? Walking down the street, you make eye contact with a white guy and you're like, hey, what's up? They're like, oh God, whatever. Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. You do it with a black man, they're like, all right now.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, yeah.
They keep the rhythm going. Yeah. They never break rhythm. It's all rhythmic.
It's the best, man.
Handshakes, like
when you
shake a white dude's hand, it's kinda like we do this kind of like jerking off an elephant mode.
Yeah.
Like,
this,
jerking off an elephant.
Yeah.
They do like a fucking whole snaps and shit.
Yep.
Very rhythmic.
Love it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they have that bone in their body for music.
The quick twitch.
Never fucked a black guy either.
Really?
Yeah. What?
No.
Whoa,
no.
How's it
Adam's
feel to be
shocked.
Racist?
Wait, Adam's like, skirt!
Wait a second. You guys are shocked? She's from Jersey.
Yeah.
She's Italian. If she had sex with a black guy,
my
she wouldn't
father,
be here
would
come
my
back to life.
Father
yeah.
would have
mutilated.
You're doing good.
I was there.
We would have been holding her head up on the phone from the afterlife. Lauren, was it worth it? Your last name's not so Italian, though, is it?
No, it's Sears. Well, that's my
Sears.
That's my married name. I still hold my married name, but the one before that's Sears.
Wait, you were married?
Yes.
No way. Married. How old are you?
I'm 30.
When did you get married?
When I was 25.
To who?
To a man.
No.
Yeah.
Who was the guy?
He was someone I dated in college.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I love the answer to that. Like that. The answer to that question was like, let's not talk about
it. Yeah. Keep it moving. I'll respect
to a
it.
Guy.
I'll respect
yeah,
it.
I was married to a guy. Somebody I knew.
No,
back
I
then.
Dated him since I was 18, and we were together for
I got you.
Italian Catholic, so we got married.
That's also very Italian Catholic.
Very, very.
Yeah.
25 is late. I mean, it's on time to get married,
dude. I remember I was. Fucking years ago, I was drinking real bad, and this
real bad.
This chick was coming from Jersey to see me. I met her at the shore, right? And my aunt called, and you know you did that thing on a landline when you pick up the phone and someone else picks up the phone and you can hear them because you haven't said hello yet.
Yeah.
I heard my mom, and my aunt was like, Gail, you got to get him married to this girl. It'll settle him down. He'll quit his drinking. Get him married to this girl. And she was like the second time coming over to my house. It's
oh
like such
my
like
God.
An Italian thing of like, you get married, you settle down. That fixes your problems. You still got problems? Have a kid.
Yep.
You ever get divorced.
Kids.
Kids.
One kid doesn't do for Catholic.
No,
you need at least three.
Yeah.
Minimum three.
Minimum.
Insane.
I couldn't do the kid thing. I was like, no, I'm out.
Good.
He wanted?
He wanted. I couldn't do it.
Why? Could you imagine if you had a kid right now?
Because I'm not even 30. I was like 26. I'm like, I'm not having a fucking kid right now. Like, right. This is nuts. I'm 26 years old. Like, right. Economy's shit.
Right.
You know, especially, you know.
Is that really why you did it? You really thought it out like that? The economy.
Well, you know, the market. Market share is down 7%, so my vagina's closed off.
Apple stock really is taking a dive.
Disney took a hit.
I had to sell all my eggs.
We don't make anything in this country anymore. I can't have kids.
Fuck kids.
Yeah. So what was the reason, you think?
We had definitely been together too long. We became like brother and sister. If you're with someone from like 17, 18 until you're like late 20s, they become like a brother to you. You don't have sex.
Yeah.
You're just roommates all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm. How do you avoid that? Is that avoidable? Do you think you and your current boyfriend are going to get there? Or are you nervous because of your last relationship, knowing that that's coming? It's inevitable?
Well, I think because my last one, we lived together right off the bat, and we missed a lot of steps. Like, I'll take my time now in life. Any relationship, I'll take my time
I don't
now.
Think long-term monogamy is sustainable.
No, it's
especially
not
today with every single way to communicate with anyone and, like, little flirtations
tough.
Going on. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's possible, though.
Dude,
I think for men it's a little harder, but only if there's a lot available to you.
Mm-hmm.
I think it becomes easier when you get older, when the sex drive dips.
Yeah,
the testosterone drops. Yeah. You're kind of like you start thinking about all the consequence. You're like, I can't, you know.
Yeah.
You just don't have the energy to do it anymore.
Too much to lose.
Too much to lose. Yeah. You're like, I'm not fucking starting over. I'm not. Yeah. You know,
starting over is hard.
That's why it's good to be with a best friend, right? So that you can have that connection.
No, but you still need like a sexual, you know, that's
why you should be able to step out.
Yeah.
Get your sex elsewhere and then come back and be lovers of friendship.
Jealous. We can't handle that. Too much jealousy.
Yeah, too much.
Too much jealousy. You know, that's what.
What if it's someone if you have no emotional connection?
Well, that's a dude's. Dudes get it.
Yeah.
But then would you like your girl to do the same thing? No.
If it was no emotional connection.
You're a fucking wild man.
Yeah,
that's
you're
why.
Crazy.
Yeah, you're a wild man. Yeah. And I believe you, too. Yeah. You look me dead in the eye. You're like,
sure.
She doesn't have any feelings for you. She can fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be shirtless on my bike.
Yeah.
Blasting Wu-Tang Clan.
Waiting for her
to
come back.
That girl's also not going to be at home cooking you dinner, taking care of the house.
I'll cook dinner, take care of the house. I'll have dinner waiting when she gets home. Tell me about the dick, baby. Let me hear it.
How's that puss? Want me to ice it
for you? Yeah.
You're not a planner, are you?
No.
You don't, you don't look like a guy who thinks about consequences.
No. My frontal lobe isn't fully developed. I had an accident when I was here. No, I have a real hard time planning. Yeah, that's true. But I like to live in the moment. Yeah. And, you know, whatever happens, you just deal with it. And hopefully it'll all buff out.
I wish I was more like that, man.
Yeah.
I think about consequences too much. It stops me from having a good time.
Right.
You know, I'm always thinking of like...
The Greek in you.
That's the Greek. Paranoid.
That's Italians, too.
Right. Yeah. Me, too. I spent my whole life, you know, paranoid, thinking, obsessing, anxiety.
Was that the mushrooms, though, at the shore, or no? Dewey Beach? You did a lot of fucking drugs at Dewey Beach.
I did a lot of drinking at Dewey Beach.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Dewey Beach.
What's Dewey Beach?
Delaware.
Oh. I only know the Jersey Shore.
They called it Doomy Beach.
Doomy? Ew.
Yeah. Because all the college kids go down there to fuck.
You just fucked down the Jersey Shore. Oh, it's so grimy. I had claws. I had the nails at claws. I used to like puff my hair.
That's so hot. I love hot trash so much.
I
love hot trash, dude.
So
neon, neon colors,
neon
tan.
Pink tube tops, white BB track shorts.
You did not hesitate to call her trash. Oh, God, I love trash.
I love hot garbage.
Flip flops, but they had pumps on them.
Of course.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Yeah.
And like huge
a belly button
hoops.
Ring.
Did but I had the gem on the bottom of the belly button
the
ring.
Wow.
I had a chandelier. Oh, I had a chandelier belly button ring.
I got to get out of here.
You
Dave,
were full
I love you too
snooky.
Much.
Full Guida.
Did you have like the skin cancer tan, just
I was black. I was black. I was black person. Yeah. I was black. I was Caribbean.
You would you yell at me?
I would slick my hair back. Ronnie, no. Stop, Ron.
Yes.
Ron.
Yes. How fun would that be to be with a boyfriend, though, who's like clearly on steroids and has just like random violent outbursts?
Dude, I've dated it. It was out of control.
What a nightmare.
It is. Yeah, it's a nightmare.
It's got to be exciting, though, right?
Yeah, because you don't know. Is he angry? Is he going to punch a wall?
For no reason.
Is he going to punch me?
Yeah. You fuck another guy. He's like, all right, no problem. And then, like, you chew with your mouth open. Next thing you know, you're just getting pounded out because it triggers his roid rage. You're like, what the fuck? This is so
your left eye blinked faster than your right.
Bow, bow. Unpredictable roid rage.
Yeah, right.
Jersey stores is Jersey Shore still kind of like Guidoed out?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Tiki Bar in Point Pleasant and like Belmar, like
Mac
Jenks.
And Mangoes.
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever been there.
No, it was like a pizza place at Jersey Shore. Yeah. Mama Celeste is a pizza place in Dewey.
Oh,
that's right.
Are you guys ever like do you ever marvel at the fact that this country's really like six different countries?
Oh, like, yeah, dude. We should not be one country.
Guido,
we should be, like different.
Guidos are, like, really only, like, a northeast corridor.
They are sludge people.
You can
they
get
are,
them
they
in
are
Boston.
Under mentally developed sludge people. They're just, like, cannot,
talk about my brother like
cannot
that.
Connect dots. Cannot, like, make sense of things, you know. But that's not America.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Anything that doesn't make sense. Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
I dated this like cop Guido like right when me and my ex broke up. And it was like around the election. And he was just like, I just like I'm so excited for Trump, man. Guns, man. Like that's all. That was his argument. Trump, man. Guns, man.
Trump, guns. Yeah.
Trump,
fuck
guns.
Hillary, that ugly cunt. Just what like if, not smart.
What if we switch? Like, cause like you got Guidos in the Northeast Corridor, right? So like Boston, New York, New England. Right. That's really Guido. You got some Florida Guidos.
Yeah.
But that's really about it.
Yeah.
It's like three spots.
Mm-hmm. Right.
In Rhode Island, New England. What if you switched like the Northeast and Florida Guidos with like the Mid-Atlantic and Southern, like, you know, good old boys? Do you think that they
no
would
one could
morph?
Tell the difference?
Do you think that eventually they would just like change, like the Guidos would end up
all
like talking slower?
Hey, man, I gotta tell you, lock her up, forget about it.
Sunday pasta is great.
Hey, man, we gonna get some Sunday pasta and then we just gonna, hey,
and
man,
we're gonna
Trump.
Smush afterwards.
Yeah. Y'all wanna get some spaghetti with red sauce?
I love my mama's gravy.
I love being Italian. They say Italian.
Let me tell you what I love, man. I love the Bible. I love bass, and I love pumping my fists.
Because they're really pretty similar, no?
Yeah, I mean, all dumb.
Well, that's the thing. We're all so similar, but then we just put these like little walls of differences up. We're like, oh, you're not like me, you're not like me. And it's really, at the end of the day, it's all the fucking same.
Yeah.
I don't know. The older I get, the more I'm like, we're different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's when you get older, you're like, you can't change it. You just hope that like there's a big... There's some sort of big epidemic that kills a lot of people.
It's going to be an asteroid.
I still hope. I still feel like I could change it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
See, I don't think I could morph into, like, any California vibe. I just couldn't get into it.
I think so, because we're all products of our environment, you know?
Yeah.
I when I spent a year in Miami, I saw it and I noticed it slowly happening.
Love Miami,
like, one
Giannis.
Button at a time. Yeah. Do you remember? Yeah. It was like, first of all, I lost, like, 30 pounds right up there. Because you just can't walk around there with a New York body.
Right.
No, everyone's gorgeous.
Everyone's just fucking ripped for no reason. And I came with my like New York wear black, get shit accomplished body.
Yeah,
and they're like, what are you doing? Like, what's your rush? Why are you fat?
Yeah.
So next thing you know, I just stopped eating, you know? And I just
a bunch of cocaine
diet.
And I was able to see like the D'Angelo bone. Remember D'Angelo?
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I posed. I was doing bathroom mirror selfies in Miami on the gram.
Do you have a blowout?
I started gelling a little bit.
Gelling?
Yeah, I was tan all the time, and then it was one button at a time.
I woke up, and I just had a gold
necklace. Next thing you know, I had four buttons open, chest hair showing. I was full-blown Miami douchebag.
Wow. Yeah. Were you going to the gym?
Not really. I was doing push-ups, though.
What do you do down there for, like, I just feel like all the people down there are just vapid husks of humans.
Here's the thing about Miami. Like, I used to have a joke, like, Miami's like if New York and L.A. had a baby.
Right.
And then that baby developed a coke problem. But Miami is like L.A. Uh-huh. In that everyone is very superficial.
Right.
Right? But in L.A., people are superficial but ambitious.
Right.
Because they're, like, trying to be a model or actress or YouTube star or whatever they're doing. Miami, people are superficial with no ambition. So I kind of respect it. You know, it's like they're vapid, but they're just vapid, and that's it.
And they just exist.
They just exist. It's like, that's what Miami is like. It's like, what kind of car do you, and they're like, and people are just existing. They don't work, and they're just hot.
It's like cool to live in a trailer park. It's not even a big deal.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds kind of good.
No, if you just accept Miami for what it is.
If you either live in a trailer park or sell trailers one day, that I feel like
that's a little more Fort Lauderdale, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Miami is fucking Latin America. I mean, it is.
I would just want to go down there for the butts, but it's when people are like that attractive, sometimes I can pull super attractive, but a lot of times it makes me feel bad because I'm like very, you know, I'm kind of like odd looking. I'm like a non-traditionally handsome man.
You are. No. Yeah.
And it doesn't really work with like fake plastic, whatever, but that I think because it's so hard to get, I like want it more, you know? But I feel like if I went down to Miami, I'd end up hating myself.
What's your fetish? What kind of girls do you like the most?
Oh, man.
Which kind of girl do you think could counteract antidepressant dick?
Ooh.
Whoa.
Like so hot that you can come quick.
Question.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That the Prozac doesn't make it go
this
limp.
Recent chick.
Yeah. Shampoo.
Just like, she was kind of, she had like a, she said she wanted to get breast implants because her boobs aren't big enough, but they were like, small but like really nice, and then just like the fattest, nicest sculpted ass ever,
I'm
and like
a
little like tattoo right here. And I know.
Oh. So I know what she looks like. So
right. I know.
What was that?
I don't know. It
that was a
out.
Natural
I
reaction.
I fucking.
That was a real genuine.
Yeah, that was great. Oh, yeah. Started a whole different podcast.
I come out as a lesbian at the end.
Yeah, right.
You could fly both ways.
Yeah,
though.
I could fly. Yeah. I'll fly.
Ooh. You fly both ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Never have, but would.
No?
You're a round tripper.
Yeah. Did a lot of like aggressive female makeouts in college. You know?
In public?
Public, of
course. Yeah, yeah, of course.
Guys, look at us. We're making
right.
Is everybody watch it?
Right.
Like, every weekend.
Right,
disgusting.
Right.
So it was kind of for attention, kind of?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When you're, like, 18 and drunk,
yeah,
you're just gross.
Or on Molly. Did you do Molly and do it?
No. I've never done a drug besides marijuana.
Whoa.
Really? Yeah. I know. I'm too scared.
Your ex husband would
You got to walk through that fear.
No, I'm afraid I'll, like, die.
You got to go through that fear.
Can't.
A party has got to die in order for you to grow.
I don't want to die, Ian.
It's true.
I know. I don't want to die. I've never done cocaine. I've never done anything.
I'm not saying coke, but you should do like mushrooms or acid. Cocaine's so stupid. Cocaine is like you just do it to be like, I'm on cocaine. Like,
yeah.
That's all. I loved like the process to get cocaine more than the cocaine.
That's what people say to do coke. I've never done
really?
Coke either. Yeah. They say it's like the butterflies you get getting it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. You make a call and then you got to get in some guy's Kia.
Yeah.
You know, you're sitting next to his car, his big
so
kid's
it's different
seat.
Than picking up weed or any other
Oh,
drug?
Yeah.
Really?
Weed, you like hang out, have a conversation. This, you like just like stare straight forward and the guy just hands it to you over a stick shift. And you're like, yeah.
Well, because it makes you feel like fucking He-Man, right?
Oh,
it makes
dude. And then you got it in your pocket, and it's like, wah,
yeah,
just
yeah.
like glowing, and nothing else matters. And then you do it, and you're like, I want to talk forever.
My buddy Jesse would explain it like he would always go like cocaine, getting the cocaine so fun
yep.
that he'd be like, he'd be hanging out with a dude he did coke with, and be like, all right, we're done. We're not doing coke ever again. And then they'd pause, and there'd be silence, and he'd go, why, you got some?
Yeah.
Why,
yeah.
you got some? Why,
dude,
you got
I've put up with so many awful conversations of people being like, you know, I've wanted to always wanted to do comedy. I'm like, yeah, tell me more. I'll listen.
But
to
how
you,
long
you
does
know?
It last? Like, how much can you like do in one sitting and not? Because I heard coming off of coke is like a nightmare.
The worst.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like with the when you're up and like the birds are chirping and everyone's going to work and you're just like, You know, it's like fucking, oh, God.
You're just and watching then, morning TV.
Dude, yeah. And then the next day you're just like puking and just like, oh, God, you can't shit. And you're just like, this is awful. Then an hour later you're like, let's do it again.
You know? You're sitting there trying to jerk off and Good Morning America comes on. Just got this limp noodle dick.
Who do I try come jerking to the place?
Just sweating over a wood floor. Like,
oh, God, dude. Just pulling at your marshmallow dick. It's fucking awful. Dude, wait, one time so- I was doing coke and I was just puking and in between puking, doing more coke and then just like bleeding and doing more coke, man. Like mad that I was like losing the coke out of my nose.
Get back up there.
Yeah. Just like nightmare scenario.
Sometimes,
it's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds like a great time.
Stories like that make it obvious why religion exists.
Yeah.
Because like when you're throwing up, you're bleeding and you're jerking off. I think the only
you're like, help me.
Yeah, you need God.
Right.
You're like, how do I get how do I get out of this cycle?
Right.
You need a fairy tale.
Yeah. Strong one. Yeah.
I don't like puking. I'm not like good at
puking.
It'll ruin
sucks.
My week. Yeah.
Yeah. Puking's the worst.
Puking does suck.
It does. And when you get that like salivating thing in your mouth right
and you
before
know
it.
It's coming.
Yeah. And you're like, this
and
is
your mouth starts
code red.
I've had some nasty pukes in my life. Just I've puked on the subway.
Yeah,
puked
we know.
In
we
taxi
heard Jersey
cabs.
Shore.
I've puked everywhere. I've puked while driving. I had to puke all over myself while I was driving. Down the, it's gross. I walked into my house. I was covered in vomit. My mom was like, "Oh my God!"
I feel like girls puke more than guys when it comes to drinking.
Yeah, because they're skinny. They misjudge what they can handle, and they drink vodka because it's low calorie.
Vodka cran.
Yeah, that was too New York, wasn't it? Vodka.
Vodka.
They drink a lot of vodka.
Vodka. So rock vodka.
I like vodka.
Yo, baby, let me buy you a vodka club.
I mean, that fan is...
It's great.
I mean, that is one of the greatest things. You bought that or...
No, someone gave it to me.
Who gave that to you?
Kaylee from the stand.
Oh, yeah.
Waitress.
21-year-old waitress.
Yeah.
She's 21. Just
she's
going to
be a flight attendant.
Oh, good
I know.
For Virgin Airlines.
Nice. Yeah.
Yep. She just turned 21.
Oh, boy.
Oof. Ooh, to be young.
Be young again.
Yeah, she had a skank face. I was like, I'm sweating. She's like, here, take it. I was like, oh, thank you.
And then you just...
It's function rather than fashion, man.
Yeah.
I just sweat so much.
I was so dumb at 21. Like, I was just like, not...
Right.
Ready to take my life seriously at all.
I was with my friends, and they were like, dude, in order to get an older chick, you got to lie about your age. And I was all right, you're right. So I went to the bar, and I was 21, and this older chick was like, so how old are you? I was like, 22.
Just so dumb. Like, what the fuck, dude? I remember I had sex with a girl in college. She was 17. She was visiting the school, and I was like 19, and I was just freaking out. I was like, oh my God. That's statutory rape, you know? It's illegal.
Yeah.
Now my girlfriend is 14 and a half years younger.
Really?
Yeah. So isn't that
good
wild?
For you.
Thanks. Thank you.
Oh, man.
Yeah, comedy has its perks.
Hell yeah.
Looks
no,
it.
No. We're soulmates. What are you going to do?
But do you feel like you guys don't have stuff in common or?
Well, what do you mean? Like, oh, because
that must keep things interesting because you've always got to explain everything.
Yeah. I mean,
it's like raising a child.
Well, you see, President Bush was it.
Okay, this band's called Nirvana.
Yeah.
They were around before you were born.
Yeah. Wait, what year was she born?
She was born in 90.
Wow. Whoa, bro. Yeah. Good for you.
She was born when, I was in 1990, right? Yeah.
How old were you in 90?
In 90, I was 14 years old.
Wow.
So when I was in college, she was like, Mama. She had like a little party dress on and shoes.
Yeah.
You were puking. She was puking for a totally different reason.
I was sitting on a park bench smoking blunts and she was just like playing with a Barbie doll brushing
its
hair.
Sitting on a park bench playing with toys.
It's wild to think about how much a year meant back then. You remember like you were a junior and like the difference between juniors and sophomores?
Yeah, and then now it's like, nah, it doesn't matter.
Oh my God, when I was 16, I said sophomore year or junior year, I hooked up with a junior in college who had gone to my high school, and I thought that was like insane. Like, I was 16, and he was in college. Yeah. He was, like, 20. No, he was, like, probably 19.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And now that would be, like, we're the same age.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if someone's, like, 5 years, you're almost like, yeah, we're the same. It's the same age.
Yeah. Who's the captain of the football team? Oh, my God.
Of course he was.
I told everybody.
He wasn't in the chess club. You're not a chess club type of guy. Until now. Until
now. Yeah, I switched. Now you're 30, like, I'm wise.
Yeah, you go, the brainiacs now. The reader. Do you try to, you nudge him, though? Like, maybe you should go to the gym a little bit.
Nah.
Like, the way he nudges you on Rand
Paul? He's a type of guy. Yeah.
Why don't you read, you know, come on, free market. And you're like, yeah, dumbbells a little bit.
You can't change that, man. There's
why don't
no
you, Lewis is gone. Why don't you go with Lewis and get a real-ass workout in?
Seems like the diet's working for Lewis. Muscle milk. And
that's so funny.
My girl is the same way. She liked fucking meatheads.
Yeah.
And then I caught her saying to one of her friends that I wasn't her type because I wasn't all muscly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah, she's from Long Island. She liked when she was young, she liked those meatheads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you grow out of the meathead.
You kind
of
do, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like not even fun anymore.
Yeah. Meatheads don't really run the world, you know? No. It's more the brainiacs, you know?
They're like they're all about partying too much, too. It just, the party doesn't stop. Especially at Guido's in New Jersey, it's like, all right, the summer's coming out of prep for the summer, so they work out all winter long.
Right,
they
right.
go to the, that was my ex. He went to the gym 2 times a day. It's like, dude, like, nobody gives a shit.
2 times?
2 times a day.
He has a mental disorder.
Yeah.
Like,
how
that's
fucked up
not
is that?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He went 2 times?
2 times a day.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. Morning.
That's psychotic.
He was probably fucking some guy at the gym.
Yeah, that's what my stepdad thinks.
2 times a day to work
out. I don't mean to make you feel bad, but the guy was going to the gym 2 days a week.
He's getting fucked in the ass.
And he left you. I mean, I'm not going to call him a queer, but.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
You work out.
Nope.
No?
Just ride the bike.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's probably a really good workout, though.
Yeah.
So how do you, you built, though.
I got good
genetics.
Not
as good as Adam, but you're getting
there.
Yeah,
well, you know, we all can't be Andrew. But
Jason looks good.
Yeah.
Tommy!
No, dude, I used to do, like, push-ups, pull-ups, and that would be great. And then I got in an accident last year, and I can't really use my right arm much.
What kind of accident?
I got hit by a car. Yeah,
you
my
did?
Bike.
Yeah. On the bike?
Yeah, on the bike.
You probably couldn't hear it because Mobb Deep was blaring out your little speaker. He had a speaker attached to his bike.
I was playing Ludacris Roll Out.
I mean, just imagine. he's such a fucking, like, free spirit. I rolled up right outside. He had his shirt off. He was dripping sweat. Bandana around his head. like Ludacris blaring out of the speaker, smoking a cigarette.
Dude, I'm telling you, my next time I bring whatever, anything, I'm single, I'm going straight Ian.
That's right.
I am. I'm going to act
wild,
like Ian.
Man.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, you do act like you just broke up and you got nothing to live for.
Yeah. All right,
I'm telling you.
Back.
Next
Brad Baker breakup, I'm going fully
hell
in.
Yeah.
You do have that vibe that, like, your wife took everything and you're like, you know what? Fuck it.
Yeah.
And you just moved to Miami. Your shirt's open all the time. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, you're like.
Life's too short, man.
It is short.
Too short. You got to fucking live every day like it's your last.
Yeah. I don't.
Shirt unbuttoned, fucking speaker playing, cigarette in your mouth, asshole juice on your nose.
Yeah.
Just fucking.
I love cigarettes. That's my weakness.
Now, why did Bobby tell me that you bang trannies? That's what he told me yesterday. Do you?
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why he told you.
Yeah.
Because I do.
Because they're girls to you, right? You see them as girls.
Yeah.
You're not attracted to dudes.
I mean,
would you bang Marisa?
I'd be no. She's
ugly.
A bit much.
Yeah.
She is. She's the wrong kind of garbage.
She's ugly, yeah. You like a classy.
She probably got a lot of luggage that I don't want to, you know, pick up.
She's a real fucking piece of work.
Yeah. No, I like classy trans broads.
Do you
classy
like? But you like when they keep their socks on, or you don't mind? Because the feet is the only thing that can't feminize. Yeah.
Well, the hands.
I don't mind. You know,
hands can almost kind of.
They are. They. I kind of like having a bear claw scoop up my little hand. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many trannies have you banked?
I don't. I mean,
calling them trannies is bad, right?
How many fingers and toes you got?
Transgender. Yeah.
Trans.
Third sex people.
I don't know, man. A lot. I've dated a couple. Used to date them in, like, secret. And I kept it a secret like my whole fucking life.
Yeah. Mm.
And, you know, I'm just tired of hiding. And that's who I am. And
yeah, once you start talking about it, nobody gives a shit.
Yeah.
Everyone cares about their own lives. Nobody cares.
Right. But, but you're this thing in your head.
Yeah,
you know what
egos.
I mean? Like whenever I would be with like a guy or a trans woman, I would burn the clothes I was in.
Oh, you guys too?
Yeah, yeah, I'm bi.
Oh,
I'm like bi.
Fuck. Yeah. You are a wild man.
Yeah.
Wild man.
Yeah, man.
What do you like better, dudes or chicks?
Chicks.
Yeah.
But sometimes I just, you know, full moon. Got to feed.
Yeah.
You know?
So you just like whatever. You're a sexual dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm very sensual, sexual. You know.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So you can be attracted to women and dudes.
Mm-hmm.
They're so different, though. Tranny, I can get because they're like,
I gotta
stop saying tranny.
Yeah,
but you know what, man? I got friends that are trans and they say tranny, and it's
yeah.
Like,
I mean affectionately.
It's not if you're not using it as a pejorative, you know. I mean, that's
pejorative.
Oh wait,
that's a tough one.
Ooh, someone's gonna impress Dave tonight.
Pejorative.
How do I work that in for tonight?
Pejorative is like when someone says, like, what would be a pejorative word? It would be like asshole.
Right. Use Jew as a pejorative.
It's like a mean. It's
like an insult.
An insult,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if we were like, you know.
It's
like,
pejorative of me.
Yeah, you're being pretty Jersey right now.
Yeah.
It'd be like Jersey as a pejorative.
Okay.
Or I love trash. He meant that.
I meant it in the best
in
way.
In the pejorative.
So you're trash.
Yeah. No, I'm way into it. Dude,
I
this Delaware
trash.
Thing. I just love like... teased blonde. Well, you know what I used to do when I was younger? I remember like my first boners where I would go to West Coast Video and I loved wrestling, but next to the wrestling section was like the workout section.
Uh-huh.
And all
like
those 80s workout videos, they'd be in these spandex and the hair and the legs. And I remember I would just be like staring at him, and my parents would be like, are you ready to go? I'd be like, I have to look at the wrestling videos.
I haven't made my way over there yet.
Dude, the women on American Gladiators.
Oh,
my
were
God.
They hot to you?
I told my dad,
they were
I was
very
like,
manly.
I was like, Dad, those girls are really hot, and I don't mean sweaty.
He's like, well, son.
Yeah. Well, this chick just told me she got an Aerosmith leotard onesie. And I was like,
obsessed with Steven Tyler.
I am coming right now. Like, you have to send me a picture. So she's going to send me a picture.
Aaron Berg just texted me. He's on his way.
Oh,
I ran into a Chinese guy.
He's a little.
I love Aaron Berg. He's like such a throwback vaudevillian old
I know.
Like, insult comic.
I love him
and
Christine together, too. They're such a great couple.
Yeah, they're about to have a baby.
I know, in September.
That's insane.
105.544. I got to redo my meter.
What?
105.
Oh, you can pay on your phone now, right?
Yeah, 105.
That's awesome.
What'd I say? 105.554.
See, dude, you got to get a bike, man. I am unfettered by the parking authority.
105.5.
I think I want to get a bike. I'm not even joking.
It's the best, dude. I'm telling you, man. You got the wind blowing on you.
Yeah.
You're seeing a part of the city you've never seen. You're working out. You don't even realize it,
right.
You know?
I wish rollerblades were cool.
You can make it cool. Do what you want to do. Be you.
Should I rollerblade?
Yes, rollerblade.
I think I'm going to do it.
Do it.
I think I'm
going to. Why not?
I don't know. Dave will
the
break up with me.
The only thing that's stopping you is your own insecurities.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, rollerblading's so much fun, though.
Yeah, and it's kind of sexy.
Yeah.
Little tank top, short shorts.
I wear like
70
shorts with the socks to my
knees.
Oh
my God.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Rollerblading went in and out. It's not really in. Oh, this is snooze.
Ooh.
Swedish snooze.
Hey, can Berg get us some more coffee?
How many do you need, man?
I can go for
I
you
drink
guys.
A lot of coffee.
You drink a lot of
I'll go for you guys.
I don't drink booze
I'll wait till he gets here,
drugs
I'll
anymore, so
you
just coffee
go.
Cigarettes.
We're in the middle of recording, right?
Yeah, don't leave.
Yeah, don't leave.
Malcolm.
Jeremy, you mind picking up a few?
Oh, shit. Poor
Wait,
Alex.
So, Giannis, did you go down the shore, like, growing up? Were you at the Jersey Shore?
No, never went to the shore.
Did you go to Jones Beach and fucking...
Jones Beach,
Breezy
Point,
Jones Beach, dude.
Rockaways, yeah.
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah.
Day trip to Jones Beach.
Brighton Beach.
Well, so,
Brighton
was
Beach
Guido
was...
out there?
Yeah. Those are, like, that's where it started.
Yeah.
You know, like, I grew up, you know, I remember the 80s is, like... That's when the Guido's kind of started.
Yeah.
When they went from like, I guess, kind of greasers from the 50s.
Mm-hmm. Right,
to,
right.
Like
everyone who came over from Ellis Island and, like, yeah, their kids.
Yeah. Well, I feel like they, like, Italians wanted to be black and then blacks wanted to be Italians.
Still.
And this, like, mm-hmm, big mixture.
That's why they
happened.
Black people love Scarface.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're obsessed with, like, mafia.
Yep, and, like, Goodfellas. Yeah, yeah,
they
yeah
all grab their dicks,
yeah,
you know?
Yep.
They
yep
have designs in the head. Mm-hmm. The yep start, when I was growing up, it was the starter jackets.
Mm. Yes.
They all had the starter jackets on. Yep. But neither group admits it. But they yeah really
right, but
kind
they
of respect
just
each,
be each other.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
The jewelry.
The jewelry.
Yeah. Jewelry.
Yes. The shirts, the shoes.
Yeah.
You know? And the Guidos, when they do their hair like that, you know, it's they try
the
to like
out
mat it down like fucking you know, blacks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their
hair. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. The face yeah to get fades, yeah, and the shape ups.
See,
it's all the same.
We are yeah similar.
Very.
We are the world.
But when I was growing up, it was like serious racial tension between the two in New York City.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Like, yeah, we had yeah Yusuf Hawkins, and then there was a couple riots. And
Dinkins mm-hmm and Koch. Koch,
yeah,
were you around? No, the Koch yeah was before.
Koch was before.
Koch was 75, right?
Koch yeah was the 80s.
Sidham Hospital, he fucked everyone over with that.
Yeah, but he did, his big thing was the housing. He created right all this, like, he built all these all this, like, affordable housing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Which is funny because when they tried to rename the Queensboro Bridge to Ed Koch Bridge, mm-hmm, there was, like, this huge yeah protest because he ran on this platform of keeping Sidham Hospital open, and then he closed it. So, like, tons of black constituents were like, fuck him.
Yeah.
He's a piece of shit. But then he did all that stuff for housing.
Yeah.
You know, and also, apparently, he was gay, too.
He was
gay. Yeah, he was.
And he, like, had to be in the closet.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a time when it just wasn't, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a wild time.
Right?
Yeah. He couldn't be gay.
Yeah.
It's like that one guy in Sopranos when they found out he was gay and they shoved a pool stick up his ass.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Yeah,
that's what I thought it was going to be like when I was like, hey, I'm into, you know, whatever.
Everything. Hey, guys. I don't know what you can call me, but, like, I'm in and
every
I'm game
category.
Yeah, I'm game for whatever. Guys, guy,
yeah,
girls,
yeah, 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 yeah,
girls that were guys, guys that are girl. I'm, yeah, I mean.
You're going to have a broad spectrum of hate to yeah get this guy.
In fact, it sounds like the only thing you're not that into is yourself, because when you jerk off, sometimes you can't come.
Yeah.
And you got to love.
No, I'm into my, I love myself today.
Yeah.
I got a lot of love for myself.
Good.
That's wild to me, though.
Hmm.
I like that spectrum is wild. It just shows how different people are.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm so into femininity. Anything that reminds me, like, kind of guyish,
mm-hmm,
just, I'm not attracted to it.
Right.
But you go full spectrum.
Yeah.
I kind of wish I was that way.
Yeah.
You can get laid a lot.
Oh, yeah.
You get laid a lot.
Yeah. You download all the apps.
Well, I got a joke. I got a joke that's like the door that swings both ways swings most often.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Like, dude, imagine you're all of a sudden guys, like, you could try to, you can be going through like a dry. Women are harder to get laid with.
Very.
Yeah. Yeah. Dudes, like, you go on Grindr and it's like,
I don't like Grindr,
I'll see you
though
in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't even
like
need
Grindr,
to travel. You find someone in your building.
Isn't it yeah like if they're where they're located?
Right.
In
Grindr's too grimy. It's
Grindr's
like way
grimy
too.
But you like more you of know a classy hookup.
Well, you know, also, too, I'm very open and honest off the bat. Like, I do not want a relationship. I have no room for sharing emotions or anything right now. I'm still, like, emotionally tied to my ex. Like, you know, mm-hmm, I'm always going to have a love for her, but I want to fuck, and, you know, I got this sex drive. So I just tell people, I'm like, look, I can't be in whatever. I'm just kind of very into casual fun. Mm-hmm. And if you're into that, great. If you're not, well, we got to keep it moving.
Yeah.
Do you get like in moods? Are you like, I'm in the mood for a guy? Kind of like what I'm in the mood for Chinese?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hmm. Like you've had pizza a lot.
Yeah,
like,
and then I
no
fuck
it's like
and
you
I'm
switch up your porn.
10
yeah
minutes later.
Yeah.
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 Yep.
When you do porn, you do all the porn? All types of porn?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's like, it's weird. Like I'll be with a chick and we'll like fuck at night, fuck the next day, and then the next time I jerk off, it's got to be to like gay porn for some reason. And I used to hate myself for it.
Yeah.
And then I'll go on these kicks where it's only like fat ass blonde women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, with just like ass crack fucking fat ass, you know.
How
and
relieving
like,
it
right
was it for you when you were just like, this is who I am?
Dude, you got no idea.
Yeah.
It
yeah
was a fuck. I thought aww I was going to have to fucking go to the grave.
Yeah.
Fucking secret, you know. And people would always be like, "You're such a good guy. You're such this." I'd be like, "You don't know the real me. You don't know who I am." Yeah. And then I let people know who I was.
And they're like,
"Oh,
cool.
Yeah, that's great." Yeah. And I'm like, "Oh, I guess it was all of my own design. Yeah. That's interesting."
Well, I don't blame you though. Society's like that. You know, sexuality is so weird though, because like, you know that most straight women, and I'm sure you do, most straight women masturbate to lesbian porn.
Oh, that's all I masturbate
to.
What is up with that?
Yeah.
I don't know, but it's literally the only thing I masturbate to.
There are so many guys that have been with trans women that will like kill me if I ever said their secret. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like a weird vessel for people's like secrets. Yeah. And so many dudes have been like, "Listen, man, I got to tell you, I was in Germany one time, and if you say something, I'll kill you." And I'm like, "All right, man. Hey, where in Germany?"
Dude, I would be with a trans woman. I see them if they, you know, I'm attracted to them.
Yeah. Well, dude,
they're feminine. I don't give a fuck.
We're at a weird time right now, because for a long time, trans women were like, "Oh, that's a tranny. Look at that cross dress. She's gross." But now they're like so attractive and so hot that it fucks with people's heads, because they're like, "Well, wait, if I'm attracted to that, does that make me gay?" No, it doesn't. It just makes you a fucking sexual being.
No, well, it actually like almost the majority of people into trans women identify as straight.
Yeah.
Because they look like women.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
a lot of them take better care of themselves than most women.
Yep. And the only thing that makes a woman a woman, I mean, of course, you're born with the vagina, of course.
Right, right.
But like, it's the hormone. It's estrogen. So if you're taking estrogen, it turns you.
Right.
Have you ever seen the model Andreja Pejic? I mean, she's like one of the most famous models in the world. She used to be called like the androgynous model. And now she's full trans. Mm-hmm. She's one of the most gorgeous women you will ever see in your entire
what's
life.
Her name?
Well, dude, it is
Andreja with a J.
It is J-A funny being with like
There she is.
Being with like trans women that are early in their transition, because they have this weird idea of like what a woman is.
Look at that, dude.
What?
I mean, it's insane. I mean, look
at her.
That's
a woman. That's a man.
She
that
was born a man. And look at that. Who would want to stop that?
I mean,
come on, it's 2017.
You got to be a bigot to not want to fuck her.
Who cares?
But she has a woman's body.
Yeah, yeah.
And a woman's heart.
Yeah. I mean, it's insane. It's absolutely.
Look at her with Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
I mean, she looks like more of a chick than Taylor Swift.
Look at that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
She's hotter than Taylor.
She is. She is, man. I mean, 2017, bro, you got to marvel at what science can do. And, like, why don't people like variation? Who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah. People get weird about that stuff. And they keep a lot of secret. Everyone's kind of full of shit. Yep. Everyone's got a little fetish or something. Sexuality is wild.
Yeah.
Deep down, it's wild.
It's crazy, dude.
It's
because
wild.
It's like the last part of us that we keep locked up in our brain.
Yeah.
You know? And our heads are fucking crazy places.
Mm-hmm.
And the shit people get off to is fucking wild. And the majority of it's okay. Unless you're into like weird fucking crazy shit, but then it's like, well,
as long as it's not kids, I don't think anything's weird.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Well,
kids,
I mean, some
like,
of the stuff that's like real violent, like I can't get behind, you know, like.
Well, I don't like it, but if someone likes, you know, a little
right,
beaten,
but also,
it's
hey,
consensual.
That's a good point, because if you're jerking off to it and you're getting off to it and you're not actually doing it, then that's okay. You know?
Yeah, I guess. Well, you're talking about. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I'm not into that either. That's
oh,
a little
like
weird
the rape
to me.
One?
Yeah, that's a little weird to me. Yeah,
yeah, or like really violent stuff. Like I'm not. I mean, I love rough sex.
Yeah.
I love that. I love like, you know, choking with consent and everything and like a safe word. But the like real violent, it's like very off putting and just like, I don't like that.
Yeah,
you know.
I wish Berg was here, because he was like a male stripper for a little while.
That's right.
And he jerked off in front of a dude.
Really.
For money, yeah. He's got a whole story about it when he was a stripper.
He should be here any minute.
See, I never did that. I did it for drugs, but I didn't do it for U.S. currency. Just eliminate the middleman.
If I really needed money, I would do like the professional dates where like men would pay you.
Oh,
to, like,
dude, I just hooked up a friend of mine with another friend to talk about selling underwear for extra income.
You can make a lot of money, dude.
Women
dirty
can.
Dirty underwear.
Men can't. So fuck your wage gap, all right?
Should I sell my dirty underwear? Wait, how much can you make?
I would love to sell my dirty underwear. I got a friend 6 months, made 10 grand.
Shut up!
Yep. Really?
Yep.
Selling
Oh my God,
underwear.
Ian, hook it up.
Her?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hook it
There's
up.
A lot of freaks out there.
There is, man.
Yeah. I'm not into dirty underwear.
Neither am I. Yeah.
No. I knew a girl that hooked up with a guy. He was into dirty socks, and he would put them in his mouth.
Freak.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shame him.
Shame.
That'd be hilarious if that's where you drew the line. Yeah.
I take a tranny's dick out of my mouth. I'm like,
piece of shit. Freak. Burn him.
He's still finished.
Yeah, yeah. Her asshole is like on my eyeball.
Do you think part of the appeal of transgendered women for guys, for straight guys, is that they look like women, they think like women, they got brains like women, but they kind of have that sex
drive
of a man?
I don't know, man.
And also, there's no response, no chance of a baby. That's got to be, deep down, and that's got to be such a relief,
Right.
I think that's
something
that's
probably a factor in it.
And I think that's the reason why women, I think, like lesbians. First of all, women are designed to be attractive, so you guys are a little more flexible, and you don't have that kind of, I'm a man kind of bullshit. But also, deep down in our psyche, I always suspected that it must be a real burden for a woman every time she has sex with a dude to have it in the back of her mind, like, I hope I don't get pregnant, I'm just doing this for fun.
Right.
But when you're hooking up with a woman, you're completely free of that.
Mm-hmm.
So whether you're not conscious of her or not, it may not even be a conscious thing. It's just you're so, the thought of it is just, I'm just free.
Well, coming for women is a lot of it's mental, if they're in a bad place or stressed out, it's like, oh, you can't come or whatever, so it's got to be like, the trope is like, oh, women need candles and rose petals in order to come. But it's like, well, you got
to
be in a good place.
You have to feel comfortable.
Yeah.
I can't come
and if you're
I'm
worried about getting pregnant or whatever, that's going to get in the way of it.
Yeah.
Any guy, the first month we're hooking up, I'm faking every orgasm.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Ooh, Dave, sorry about that.
Oh, Dave. Can we bleep
that?
Well,
not Dave.
Aaron?
Yeah. Not. Isn't being a fucking comic the worst? Just announced. How many people listen to this podcast? 500, 550,000? How many people listen to fucking?
I don't have the number.
Thousands and thousands.
Well, what I'm saying is majority of women fake orgasms.
You just slip like that? Whoops, I mean,
never, baby.
We're just fucking public with everything.
I know, it's gross.
It's hilarious.
Well,
sometimes I'll hang out with
truth.
Sometimes the time I spend with my friends is like on podcasts. We're going to do a podcast together.
Yeah.
That's how we speak. This guy coming to the podcast is absolutely hilarious.
He used to be a stripper. His name was Black Ding Dong.
Is that your daughter, sir? She looks like she likes black cock. You know what I'm talking about? Anyway,
and,
coming to the stage, give it up, everybody, for Ray Romano.
Here he comes. He looks like he just got done drenching himself in Taiwanese pussy. Give it up for Aaron Berg, everybody.
Absolutely hilarious.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Aaron Berg. He's been on here before, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He's on all the time.
Canadian. Wild Canadian.
Wild.
Aaron Berg's wild, too.
Yeah.
He's not going to get buried in a Jewish cemetery. He's got tats all over his body.
Yeah.
Not going to make it. There he is, everybody. Everybody, welcome to the podcast. Absolutely hilarious.
Please give a round of applause to my friend Aaron Berg, everybody.
Yeah.
You guys are the best MCs ever.
Now, here
we
are.
We've been doing that for the past hour. Yeah.
We got an Italian Catholic who looks like a Jew and a Jew who looks like an Italian.
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go.
We swapped it up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus,
look
Lord.
Big, bro.
What happened?
I was at an audition, bro, for Napa Auto Parts. Napa.
Let me guess. Your audition was for a gay sommelier.
Every audition I do, I just turn it. I'm like, so this guy's a gay what? And like, no, he's an auto mechanic, man. I was like, a gay mechanic. No,
oh, cool.
Nowhere does it say gay.
Stop trying to give me a hand job. I'm making a choice.
Did you guys want? You guys want the faded or the dark blue jean shorts? No jean shorts. He's an auto mechanic.
There's no way you don't get typecast a lot.
Is this San Fran gay or Chelsea gay? It's two different. I got to prepare the accent. There's no dialogue, sir. Oh.
Now, you get a call every time, and you're like, all right, we're looking for a bouncer, a fireman.
I get nothing. I have an agent that sends me out so rarely for commercials. I don't have a legit agent here anymore. But I used to get typecast when I used to audition in Canada. Yeah. Blue collar shit.
Yeah.
Tough guy shit. Yeah. That then they're like, oh, you're short. You got to stand on apple boxes. this guy's tough. And then they see you on the day. They're like, what the fuck? What are you?
Yeah, but you look big on the screen.
Yeah, on the screen.
Yeah, get the Sly Stallone pumps.
Yeah.
He used to wear those heels.
Like, did he really? Four.
Yeah, always wore heels.
Man.
Yeah. He looks big on in the screen.
He's huge.
A lot of actors are tiny.
Yeah.
Oh, tiny.
Tom Cruise, tiny.
Tom Cruise.
Tiny. Tiny.
Ben Stiller is so tiny.
Really?
I saw him in Street
really?
Work. Yeah, like 5'2", 5'3".
Come on.
Yeah. Oh,
dude, I watched Tropic Thunder again the other night.
One of the best movies.
Best so fucking yeah. movie, yeah. dude.
Not the
Such
best.
Such a... Aaron, stop. Such a good movie. I love it.
Really?
You don't like
you think
it?
The best? What do you think
not,
the best
not
movie
the best.
You've ever seen?
I think it's one of the best Stiller movies.
Best
that,
blackface
and there's something,
ever
that was
done.
A
something
huge
about
qualifier,
Mary.
Right? The best movie of one of the best.
One of the
Stiller
best movies that he did.
Yeah.
It's definitely one of the most underrated comedies.
Yeah, I think it was hilarious.
It's fucking hilarious. Yeah.
So many
yeah.
good people in it. Danny McBride, yeah. Steve Coogan. Coogan's
and I mean,
great.
Robert Downey Jr. was so fucking funny in it.
Yeah.
And he's
That's
so talented.
The best blackface ever done in a movie.
Yeah. 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 He got away with it, too.
Like, not a peep.
Yeah.
Nobody said anything.
Because it was part of the character.
Now
kinda...
they would cry over it.
Yeah, they would.
Right,
they would cry
yeah.
over it now.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the Somalian cop that shot a white woman?
It's on my agenda. I knew you'd
oh,
bring it in.
Bro.
Straight from the Kumia compound,
hot
everybody.
Oh, we covered it on
Give
two
it up for Aaron
today.
Burr. Free speech. One power.
American flag camo hat.
Fuck socialists. Yeah. Social justice warriors yeah. die. Yeah.
We're going to be having a meeting at the compound on Thursday.
Oh, God. I'm on that show on the 31st.
I'll be over at the compound. Check your guns at the door.
Wait, is it Long Island?
It's in Waco, Texas.
Yeah. Everybody takes a Bolt bus down there for 4th of July. He lives in Long Island. It's a lovely house.
Oh, so you got to go to his house in Long Island?
No, there's a studio in the city where
Oh,
we're
okay, born. Okay, okay.
But don't bring right. any of your black friends
yeah.
with you.
You can.
Yeah,
you can. But they have to be the dancey type.
They got
to
wear bulletproof vests just in case Kumia gets a little rattled.
Oh, it's going to be great. I can't wait.
Oh, they're with you? Oh, God. I thought they were just walking around the neighborhood.
I was late. I'm so excited that you're here and that you're guest hosting.
You
this
made
is killer,
it.
Man.
Yeah. yeah.
All right. So let's talk about this
the sommelier.
What happened?
The sommelier.
What happened?
So,
Somalian dude shot a white lady, racially motivated.
He was
motivated.
A cop. Well,
so
he was a cop. Was it racially motivated?
We don't
I mean,
know.
You're
we don't
you're
know.
Going,
I'm going
hard.
Way
you're going
I'm doing
way
what liberals
ahead.
Do. Yeah. I'm doing what liberals do.
You kind of are. That's a
I'm
good
doing
point.
What liberals
you're kind
do.
Of. Yep. Yeah, that's a very good
do.
Point. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, come on. A white cop shot a black guy. I know there's no video evidence of it yet, and there's no explanation, but you know it's racist.
You're right. He's going
that's exactly what happened.
Right. So what happened is this. The guy was a cop. Aaron didn't mention that part. Somalian Muslim did it.
Yeah.
So the guy was a cop.
Yeah.
He was Ethiopian, I think, right?
Somalian. Used to be a pirate. Moved to.
Was he really?
Up. No.
We don't know.
You just figured because they're Somali.
Well, you might have read that on freedomconservative.com.
I always look at what I'm reading and I'm like, what is. Oh, geez.
Dude,
I should not be on this.
The right wing sites are the fucking best.
So
because
good.
Of their names. Their names are the best. Like Freedom Fighter, Conservative. Patriot.com.
EagleWingBlood.com.
Western Liberty.
Yeah.
Second Amendment.net.
Liberty Bell makes me cum.com.
That pizza shop is a Muslim terrorist attraction center run by Hillary Clinton's clone evil twin.
Alex Jones.
Yeah.
What's going on?
There's these pig babies.
Yeah. Tired of putting them fluoride in the water to make the freaking frogs gay.
Somebody did an Alex Jones out. They took Alex Jones quotes and they made them into a Bon Iver song.
Yeah,
it's one of the funniest
this.
Fucking things.
Really?
Can we find
yeah,
it?
Pull it up. Yeah. Pull it up. But so I'll just get backstory. I'm
Aaron, do you think that chick's hot?
Yeah, Andreja Pejic. How hot is she?
Yeah, she's very beautiful.
Yeah,
she fucking was... homo. That's a trans chick.
Aaron's
Hell
gay.
Yeah. He's not faced. Of course not. Yeah.
All right, what is it? I'm sorry.
Two dudes comfortable over here.
That's right.
It's Bon Iver. Just do Bon Iver, Alex Jones. It's the,
there it
it's
is.
One of the funniest fucking things. It's so funny. yeah. There we go. Is it indie folk song? Oh, there it is. The top one. The top one. Yeah. You're doing good with reading, Lauren.
Oh, man. That was hard. I spelled it right,
too. War planners have...
Is this it?
Oh, let's see.
Rightfully said that 90% of modern warfare is informational. That's why it's more important than ever that all of you watching subscribe on YouTube.
No, I think this one's too long.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's that one.
Does he
The paradigm of absolute control.
This could be, yeah, this is it. I think this is it.
Pointing out that we're meant to be
you guys know Bon Iver, right?
Yeah.
Skinny love.
Yeah. Every time I get my period, I want to cry. I play that song.
Why is he in the water?
Green looking skin.
Screaming,
we love Satan, we want to eat
baby. I have him on video. He's got him on video. Hillary's in the creepy. She sleeps in the
house
with a creepy weirdo woman whose mother wears a hood over her head. Woman number one is ugly. Imagine how bad she smells, man. Told her and Obama just stink.
This is great.
Obama and Hillary
listen.
Both smell like sulfur.
He said that.
He's in the water.
Yeah, he's in the water.
Why is he in the water?
Hit a roll vampire pot, then a goblin.
Berg's like, this is kind of making sense.
He's so out there, huh?
I'm laughing or I'm crying.
Doug Stanhope used to love this guy.
We're such self-centered crap. We don't even notice and it's out.
Look out. The matching video is the best.
Me and Dave make love to this song later.
You're talking about free market, unregulated love.
Right, have exactly. Our daughter at the mall.
We're going to stab your wife, your son.
So good.
We're going to stab you with a butcher knife. And then the police chief is going to say, we love our Somalis. Oh, they're so good. Oh, they're so sweet.
It's things like this that make the internet great.
Yeah.
The internet really hits a lot of home runs.
Yeah.
With memes.
Yeah. Well, you know, Babe Ruth struck out a lot too.
No, there's you're right. The internet's hitting about 50 home runs with about 400 strikeouts.
Oh, yeah.
Good power hitter.
Yeah.
The internet is a power hitter.
Yes.
That doesn't hit for average, but when he connects.
Oh, it's out.
It's out. Yeah. Aaron Judge out.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway,
Alex Jones hates Somalians.
Yeah, he does. Well,
yeah, so wait, what happened with this thing?
Okay, so
the
what
cop
happened?
Shot a woman and what?
So what happened is an Australian woman,
yoga teacher, well-being coach, life
coach. Is this
coach,
in the United States?
Minnesota, which by the way has
a
very
huge
large
Muslim population.
Muslim and Somalian population,
yes.
Primarily refugees and immigrants,
yes.
Some of which are legal.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened was she called the cops, right, because she heard a disturbance or something. And why did she call them? She thought
she heard a disturbance in the alley behind her house.
Yeah, so she called the cops. The cops showed up, and she came to the front door or whatever, and he shot her.
Wow.
I don't know. There's maybe more details.
In the car.
Yeah.
But significant, of significant importance is the fact that all cops in that state have body cams that are turned on all the time.
His was
These
off.
Body cams were off. Their dash cam was off. So it reeks of suspicion. Now, it could go one of two ways. It could be maybe this woman was crazy. No one knew about it. She ran up to the car. And the passenger cop is the one that shot her.
Yeah.
And the other option is maybe she went up and said something like, hey, I called the police, not the Dune Coons, you know, and then maybe this guy fired one into her. And
or, famous last
name
words.
Name of the episode, Dune Coons.
Or no, maybe she smelled like sulfur.
Yeah.
It was a goblin baby.
And they go, oh, we need to sell sulfur, kill it. Kill it, one doodla.
We don't know the details, but a cop killed a woman. Cops kill a lot of people.
But
cops kill.
Yeah, they kill
I mean,
a lot of
what's interesting about this story, it doesn't get the same mainstream media coverage as if it would have gone.
Because it's
way.
Not as sexy, dude.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's not as sexy. It fucking sucks. When it comes down to it, you said it, man. Cops fucking kill people.
Kill a lot.
Cops kill a lot of fucking people, whether it's black or white. And the majority of the time, it's not a race issue. It's a power class issue. And it's ill-prepared people fucking shooting citizens. And then we have to turn it into a racial thing because we can't make sense of the fact that we've got a fucking boot on our throat of people in power.
Nice.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know.
That's the name of the episode. Peace.
Mic drop.
Well, Bobby doesn't like us to get too much into politics. But, yeah, that, you know, I think with these things, it's never one thing.
No.
It's always like a compound
for sure
of a lot of things.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot. Everyone likes to use one example to make bigger points. That's sort of the age we live in now. They point to one thing and they go, this big thing, or they go to the other side and they go, this one thing, this big
thing. Right, right.
It's like every single instance has unique characteristics, you know? You gotta
Different food tastes different. Yeah. It's always got different ingredients.
I mean, every single police shooting, I think, is more unique than it is the same. You know, you got to kind of look at the circumstances.
Yeah.
You got to put blame on the individual officers, the situation. You got to look at each one. You know, that's the more responsible way to do it than to just throw these blanket statements out there, you know. But that's not the society we live in now. People people make a lot of money off saying crazy shit. You know, it's like it's monetized. It's monetized now. You know?
Completely.
You call yourself, I'm a spokesperson, you know, this is what I represent. And then you just fucking say your shit.
Yeah.
And you find other people sitting in their house going like, fuck on all sides. It's like,
Headlines,
the truth is for sale. Right
completely.
For clicks.
And you know what's so funny too? You'll go to Union Square and there'll be these fucking buttons that are like, resist, dump Trump, anti-capitalism, rise up. Two buttons for $6.
Yeah. I saw it firsthand when I first came down in 2001, right after 9/11. I came to New York for like the second time in my life. We went to the World Trade Center where it was. And I remember seeing it and you're like, oh, the horror of this. And then seeing people just selling stuff all around there.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, this is, they're capitalizing on a tragedy, which is, that's American.
It's sliced apple pie. That's what it is.
Yeah. And
that's the American dream now. It's no longer a house and a picket fence. It's it's doing no work, being a butt model and fucking capitalizing on tragedy.
Yeah. It's just, you know what annoys me the most is like both sides ignore the points that breed the other side. It's like liberals will never admit that, like, all right, Islam has some tenets in the religion that are like crazy.
Yeah.
And they just will never admit that. And they'll just be like, you're fucking Islamophobic. And then the other side will just go, oh, you guys are all fucking socialists. It's like both sides have points. And if you deny the truth of that side, you kind of empower the extreme of the other side.
For sure.
And it just perpetually just keeps going. And those are always the two loudest voices in the room.
Oh, yeah.
The ones that got these blanket, unnuanced statements that they just fucking scream.
And it's so funny that it's always like, well, you know, I just want to start a dialogue as long as I'm the only one talking.
Right. As long as you can listen to me and be changed by what I want you to be changed by.
That's why I hate today's feminism. Like, I don't buy into it. I think it's all garbage.
Oh,
I really do.
Completely. It's do as I say, not as I do. And also,
and these girls get so excited to post fucking pictures of, like, the campaign, Hillary Clinton. It's like, you don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. Like, you don't, you're fighting, you're putting vagina hats on your head, and, like, you don't even know anything about feminism, and you're running around.
Oh, I thought the vagina hats were hilarious.
I thought,
That was
so
pretty funny.
Stupid.
Yeah. Looked like one big bachelorette party.
Right,
from a comedian's perspective, you're like, oh boy, this is a big bachelorette party coming to D.C.
This is going
to
be awful.
This is
going to
be a mess.
Tough,
They better have checks done by the time I get up there. These chicks are unruly.
Oh my God.
Now, R. Kelly.
Yeah.
What's that? What
now, this one's
that?
Interesting.
They're not slaves. One of them has reported back. She's safe.
Yeah.
She's safe.
Yeah.
She told, she's like, I can talk to my parents. I don't. R. Kelly, you remember back in the day, pissed on some kids or some shit?
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. So now he's, where is he, Giannis?
I don't think it was pissed on some kids or some shit.
Yeah.
He pissed on some kids.
Yeah.
Violently.
Yeah. I don't think any of the other details were needed after that.
It was a big
pay. But he had a few hit records.
Definitely.
Pretty good entertainer.
Yeah, so we forgive
overall.
Him.
Unbelievable entertainer. Actually, he is so fucking talented. He plays a bunch of instruments.
Dude, it's
he
always writes the songs. Talented ones,
he
man.
He is extremely talented.
The piss flute.
They can do
he's
whatever
mastered.
They want, and we'll forgive them because they've got, you know, magical vocal cords.
Yeah.
Well, so what happens? I don't know the detail. All I know is there was supposedly some cult that he had.
The original story, and I thought of you when this story came out yesterday.
Hey, why?
Because we were talking about the news and how sensationalized it is and how everything's fake and it's just for clicks. The headline was like, R. Kelly, a allegedly holding several slaves in compound, and then it was like BuzzFeed reports, and I'm like, there's five red flags in this
BuzzFeed
article.
BuzzFeed reports top 10 reasons why
R. Kelly has slaves.
Answer this quiz to see if you are a slave.
Top BuzzFeed.
Are you overweight?
So the parents are like, our daughters who are aspiring actresses are being held by R. Kelly in a basement at one of his properties. And then so they called to the news, and then BuzzFeed picked it up, and then this chick called
her
news, and she's like, nah, I'm fine. I'm in his basement. I'm in his basement.
Yeah,
we're
I'm
free
in a puddle
to leave
of piss, but I
want to
be here. Yeah.
I'm
but
totally
they
fine.
Be there.
I mean, I can breathe through a straw 3 days a week. It gives me enough oxygen to live.
That's how showbiz is. Sometimes you got to fuck R. Kelly for
a
couple
put in
months.
Your dues.
He feeds me pancake mix and dirty water.
I think it's pancake mix. I can't tell.
Just
that's what he tells me it is. I'm still alive. I have enough nutrients to
continue.
You hear
me talking, don't you?
She did a video call. She did a video
call.
She
Skyped.
The best thing I saw today, did you see that girl walking in Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh,
yeah.
boy.
So
sexy, huh?
Yeah,
breaking all the rules. It was
what, she didn't have a hijab on?
No burqa,
they wanted
bro.
To arrest her, yeah.
Really?
Saudi Arabia, one of our biggest allies, by the way.
And they are the most oppressive pieces of garbage.
They are terrible people.
Yeah,
there's a great documentary on Netflix about a couple of journalists who snuck into Saudi Arabia. Did you see that?
No.
They snuck into Saudi Arabia and they filmed. And yeah, dude, they have like they went to a town square where they do like public executions. And
wow.
Saudi Arabia is wild.
Yeah.
It's like medieval times over there.
Yeah.
But, you know, their ruling family has a lot of money and oil. And, you know, what are you going
to do? Are there people there that don't subscribe to those laws and don't live by those laws? Like, I did a show the other night at Dangerfields, and there was two people from
Stop
Saudi
bragging.
Arabia.
Yeah. Stop bragging.
I was closing for almost full pay. So it's like they seem, you know, I'd like joke like, hey, is the wife allowed to talk? Of course, he'd like laugh, but she never talked.
Right.
You know
you
what
just
I mean?
Got a woman killed by asking
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Is she allowed to talk? You're
She's
dead.
Dead now.
You have 14 minutes left. So I wonder if there's people that leave there or live there as well that don't subscribe to those laws?
That's a good question. I don't know. I definitely know you're supposed you know they want you to subscribe to those laws.
I don't know about Saudi, but I know in like Mexico, Brazil, Iran, there's a huge underground punk scene of all these kids, because like rock music's illegal in Iran and you know, the government's so fucked up in Brazil and Mexico that all these kids have come together and they have these underground punk and like ska shows where all the music is just like anti-government rising up and everything. So I wonder if that's the same in Saudi, because you can't have a mass of people that just go lock and step with everything, can you? There's got to be some dissent.
Saudi is like, they're gangsta with it. It's not
Saudi's
like,
rowdy.
Brazil, you know. Brazil, I think, there's a little bit more diversity amongst the population.
You think?
Yeah, Saudi is just like
controlled.
You
don't think there's any dissent?
I'm sure there is, but I don't think it's to the level where there's like a punk scene in Saudi. Right. I just don't think so. Yeah, I think it's pretty wild in Saudi.
Ian that, goes
yeah.
over there and creates the punk yeah, scene. Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah. I bet. The
I think
punk
you could
music.
Do it.
Bandana. Yeah.
I
bandana
think he could do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think a guy like you
he
could
just
do
rides
it.
Rides his bike. Hey guys, follow yeah, me. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
he's yeah. so fucking free. They wouldn't know what to make of. He'd show yeah. up with his shirt off and a bandana tied around his head.
And yeah. Everybody like, sweats.
He'd be fucking dudes, chicks, cats, everything.
Their heads would explode.
Yeah, they just wouldn't. They wouldn't know.
Who is this new Jew that is coming and is ruining the entire neighborhood?
I'm not Jewish. What the fuck?
He is a shapeshifter.
Yeah, they would. First of all, yeah, they would. They would not believe that you weren't Saudi. They yeah. would be, they'd be like, you're a Jew. There's no mm-hmm. way.
I bet the punk music in those places sucks so bad. Like, I bet the musical instruments are good, but then their lyrics are like, say no to government! And then they just play for like five more minutes. Da na 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 na. Hitler!
No, the, yeah, that, you can, you know, when people like throw around the Islamophobia thing, it's like, come on, dude. You can't have it both ways.
No.
You can't be like, we're for free, you know, we're for pro-choice. And then, but we're against Islamophobia. It's like,
yeah.
Well, Islam does is not pro-choice.
They're not worried about it at all.
No, you know, it can't be like women's rights, and yeah. we hate Islamophobia. It's yeah. like, well, they're not for women's rights.
Yeah, yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
you got to kind of
rights.
Yeah, or a lot of rights. Yeah. yeah.
The
yeah.
solution to everything is to be in the middle with leanings on both sides of some things,
yeah,
right?
But guess yeah. what? It's hard to think and it's hard to have a nuanced opinion. It's much easier to just have a blanket thing of like, I'm with her.
Well, I just hate the notion of like the religion of phobia. It's like, look, dude, I'm secular, right? And I believe that is the evolved way to be.
Yeah.
So I am Islamophobic. I'm also Christianophobic. I'm Judaismophobic. Mm-hmm. I'm fucking Zoroastrianismophobic. I'm mm-hmm. fucking phobic of any religion. Mm-hmm. Now, if you say, am I phobic of the people? No. Mm-hmm. I judge people. Like, if you're from Iran, Iraq, I don't give a... Yeah, I'm phobic of fucking dogma. Yeah. Of dogma. I'm not phobic of people.
Yeah.
You know? I understand a lot of these people are just
Dude,
born
I,
into
I
that shit.
I love people, but the ideology of some things just ruins it. You know, I also think spirituality is a great thing, but I think humans taint it. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, people grab a hold of the Bible and just think that that's like...
What do you like more, spirituality or a nice hard dick after you've mm-hmm. been on a pussy run just
well,
to switch things up a little bit?
It is a spiritual experience. I'll tell you that much.
Did you know that he's bi?
I had some leanings towards believing that.
When he was sucking your dick, you were like, maybe he is.
Ian, I'm questioning you. Ooh, the whole load. The whole load. Still going. Still going. Tingly. Tingly.
Now, you're not, though, but you were a male stripper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You jerked off dudes?
Jerked off in front of dudes.
In front of dudes.
Yeah. And you got hard.
They paid you to do
that?
Yeah, you had to. You don't get paid. You can't jack off soft. What kind of show do you think I'm putting on here, kid?
It's not a fucking hack. Like a hack.
You want to watch me squeeze a marshmallow for 8 minutes and then pump some Jergens on your lap?
Yeah. Would the guy
yeah, you
touch
get
you
hard.
And stuff while you were doing it?
It's sometimes they would try and touch your chest Ooh. And stuff, but you move around so that they can.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, you shifty.
You do a nice yeah. move.
Yeah. You just keep Slide the 100 out. Bucks in your mind. 100 yeah. bucks, 100 bucks.
150. Usually 150 was
Ben
the goal,
Franklin's
right?
got some tits on him.
How many
this
ones
was Canadian
per night?
Money. Canadian money back in the day.
Did anyone
cast.
Just throw a loony at you?
It wasn't every night. It'd be like if you stripped
Feel
for
like a treat.
You strip for gay men, then it'd be like you'd maybe jack off in front of one or two dudes, like in a private booth.
Where would you come?
You usually just come in your hand. Sometimes you toss it.
Toss it at them?
They'd be like, come on my leg. You're like, that's an extra God. 50.
Did you get a little extra tip by holding it and being like, now this is going to be extra if you want me to throw it?
No, I never did that. A lot of guys would try and blow you. Didn't let a dude blow me there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, really.
Even when they're flashing that money?
Yeah, they don't. Yeah, guys offer. I had like pretty fine lines of what I would do, but like I'd fuck with my friends and stuff. We'd fuck girls together. It's all right. I mean, God
I've
makes mistakes.
That.
I get it. But
yeah, I've
got a parade and shit. And what are you gonna do? You know, you get fucking a special day, a month or whatever. You get the rainbow.
You're
now.
Getting gay bashed by a guy who jerked off in front of you.
Next level queer.
Next level queer. Next.
That was
get
classic.
The fan. Get the fan.
But it was great. Those were great times. I loved it. I didn't know. So you were in a relationship with a woman recently, though.
I've been in a relationship with women for a long
but
time.
But by like straight through. Does that get in the
secretly,
way of it?
Secretly. And then I would be like single and I'd go on these like tears.
Nice. Yeah.
But from like 12 until like 24, I was like every 6 months to a year, me and this guy would fool around.
Same guy.
Same guy, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
No, it was very shame-filled. And
really?
Yeah, like we would fuck around that, like burn my clothes.
Oh,
it was like,
shit.
Yeah, yeah, it was like a ton of Catholic whatever.
Yeah,
and,
Catholic guilt.
It was like, it was
so
very much like,
bullshit,
are we going to kiss? And he'd be like, oh, I'm not a faggot. I'll put your little boy mouth on my teen penis.
Yeah.
that was the dirty talk tone.
was there an age difference or you guys are same age?
Same age, man.
Oh, okay.
Dude, I'm so. It really makes me happy that you're free from that shit. That must have been brutal.
Thanks, man. Yeah, yeah, it really was.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
I hope there's some you know what duders out there listening. I know some of you just by your comments to me.
Yeah.
I think a lot of you are hiding stuff. Because that rage comes out.
Oh, it's rage filled.
Just take that rage and put it on.
Dude, it's funny.
Another
man.
Dude's
ever since,
dick.
Ever
where
since
you want
I've
it.
Been like open about who I am, I've just like been this beam of like love
and you're
positivity.
Flourishing as a human
like
being.
So good. Yeah, man. Yeah.
If somebody gives a shit about that, me and Verzi had a long talk about this once where we were boozed out. Mm-hmm. We were drinking whiskey and we got deep into this conversation. And I really believe that if you feel violently against somebody for what their sexuality is,
you are
there's
that.
There's no yep. other explanation.
Yeah.
Because fear, you're so scared of it.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the fear is always self-projected, you know? It's like there's no other explanation. You are scared that you're that.
Absolutely.
And so you're like just trying to punch that out of existence. Because if you're not, why would you care?
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's like if you're not, you're just like, all right, dude, it's getting more chicks for me, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's less of competition for me, you know? Why would you care?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't understand what the threat is to it. Like on the deepest level, what's the threat to it? We have too many people on the planet anyway. So you would almost think that it would be kind of celebrated. Like, look, these dudes like fucking other dudes. They're not going to make babies. We need more of that.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, the fact that you would ever care about someone else's behaviors and like let that occupy space in your mind just blows the hell out of my head.
Sometimes I like gay people better than straight people.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're nicer sometimes.
And it's not even because they're gay, it's just who they are, that person. Yeah.
Yeah, that could be true too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like to add the label to it.
Yeah. No, it's an
interesting
thing.
There's not enough lesbians, though. I feel like there's more gay men than lesbian women.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like people love lesbians more.
No, lesbians have taken a bad turn for the worse in the past few years.
Yeah, they're tough crowd.
They're tough now.
When you do comedy in front of lesbians, they're tough.
Oof.
Yeah. It's a tough.
Oof.
Yeah, they're tough.
Yeah.
They're tough.
Big burly bitches.
I think part of the reason why they're kind of, you know, a lot of them, not to stereotype, but are kind of surly is because they're women.
Mm-hmm.
And so, unlike gay dudes who are just blowing loads every day,
getting
it out,
right.
Women are women. So, they kind of, lesbians get in relationships quick.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Right. So, they're just as miserable as the rest of us.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right,
yeah right, just like, right, fucking, I've been with Sally for 15 years.
Yeah. Yeah,
then I got to play, we're on the same fucking softball team, too. I got to see her all the time. They just have that monogamy rage that we all have that are in relationships.
Yeah.
She just wants to get her bean flicked by somebody new.
That's it.
Well, dude, that's so funny.
That would solve so much.
What, if everyone just
random one-night stands in relationships?
Yeah, man. Yeah. So much violence is tied to sexual repression, man.
It is. So much of this, like, MRA shit and all this bullshit of guys like, oh, fucking women. It's because they've gotten rejected and they can't, like, come on who they want to come on. You know what I mean? It's
like, well, I just found out what you like to do.
Come on,
someone. Oh, I like to come in mouth.
Yeah.
So, you ever, there's two types of people I've noticed.
There are.
There's the in mouth or on.
I'm on now.
You're
but
an
I
on?
Used to be in. Yeah. I used to be in. Now I'm on.
I'm in, and I've only come on once.
Really?
Once.
Yeah.
Loved it.
I don't love the come on. Something about the in mouth is. I mean, it is the greatest.
I go both ways.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, I can't handle it. I love it.
Really?
I mean, I just can't handle it.
I love come in pussy.
Really?
Yeah, that's a good one too. That's a real feeling.
That comes with consequences, though.
Yeah. Yeah. That's risky
well, come
business.
In buttholes, great too. That's fucking. That's the best.
You're like, that's definitely not supposed to go in there.
That's bad.
That's the bad place.
Do you, do you like some whipped cream on your chocolate shake?
That's so true, though, because what is it? Every fucking Republican senator that's like, ah, gay people are evil, no gay marriage, they're found blowing some guy in an air.
Catholic priests.
It's always
priests. Yeah. Yes.
Shakespeare said it breast.
Breast. I like that.
Thou, what is it? Thou protest too much.
Methinks thou doth protest too much.
I was going to let Lauren do it, but I know she didn't know either.
I don't know.
Not yet. The book is on the list.
I'm sorry. I'm chapter one, babe.
I got to finish
an EDM tune and maybe she'll learn.
I got to finish reading Rand Paul's Mein Kampf first. And then Dave's Mein Kampf.
Smith's summer reading list.
Then I got to watch all his special.
I
got to listen to every Libertas podcast. What's this podcast called again?
Part of the Problem.
I got to listen to Part of the Problem. Yeah. Volume 1, 2, 3, and 100. And
Atlas,
then I get to
Atlas
Shakespeare.
Shrugged is on just a music easel. She's getting banged, like reading it. Like, yes.
Yeah, that
you see me, I have tattoos of it all over my body.
You know what the biggest hypocrisy of it is? Like, you're like, a lot of those people are like very big freedom people, you know?
Right.
And it's like, is that are you really for freedom?
Yeah.
Like, or are you for your type? Because that's not freedom. If like, you're like, that other person can't do that. Well, then you're not for freedom.
Yeah. You know? No, not at all.
Fundamentalism just represses people, you know? It just pushes them into a corner. And
truly.
That's why they act out like that.
Well, yeah, and Catholicism, too. Like, your penis is evil. Any pleasure is
sex
wrong.
Sex is bad.
Sex is bad, you know?
It's
and it's just like,
thing.
I know.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's great. But it's like, you know, masturbation's evil. Mm-hmm.
That's
you know?
Like a sin growing up as Catholic. It's sin to masturbate.
But I always wondered, like, because I hooked up a lot of Catholic girls. Like, my first hand job was a Catholic girl on
Hell
a rock.
Yeah.
And I always wondered, like,
did they confess?
No. Well, yeah, that's a good one, too. Yeah. But, and I was the confession. Like, I jerked off a guy.
There was this green boy, and we were on a rock, and I jerked him off.
And I was going, forgive me, Father, for every stroke. Yeah. But isn't it almost worth it? Knowing a lot of Catholic girls that I do growing up in Brooklyn. You know, Catholic schools everywhere. Isn't it almost worth it to be a Catholic for how good it makes the shame and the sex?
Yeah.
No.
You know what I mean? It's
dude,
so
I used to jerk off and pray while I was jerking off.
Oh, that's hot, though. No.
I gave a blowjob after CCD one night, and I felt so
bad. What's
CCD? Catholic school.
You for like public school kids?
That was a great moment where the Jew was just like, what's this?
What's this?
This
CCD?
Gentile world you
Wait,
live in.
How do I invest in this CCD? Do they trade on the New York Stock Exchange?
I thought God was like, you're awful.
Cash
I watched you. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that forbidden fruit, it makes it like a forbidden fruit. Almost makes it worth it, almost. You know? Like, how good must it feel when like, because you're feeling these
when
opposites.
When it's wrong, it's the best.
That's what I'm saying.
Dude,
right, but
wrong.
The second you come, you're like, hellfire! You know?
It's so good. When you fuck where you're not supposed to fuck.
Yeah.
Or with
you
someone you're not
penis
or you're supposed to be wearing a condom.
Even when you flirt with someone that you're not supposed to be flirting with.
Yeah.
You know, that's like so
in
fun.
In your case,
naughty.
A guy. Steven.
Yeah. Or Shaniqua.
Who used to be a Shanique.
Yeah.
Now you
can only hope.
You what was your first Gentile puss? It must have been so good.
Let me see.
What do they call him? Goyim? Goyim.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I got a blowjob from this girl that used to I was in this gang called the Posse, and it was a subdivision of the Untouchables.
No.
White privilege gang.
No.
That's some real Canadian shit right there.
What? Yeah. What would you do in your gang?
Where the fuck are you doing in our neighborhood, eh?
Breaking the cars.
Yeah, fucking get out of here, bud.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Take people's shoes?
Yeah, take people's Doc Martens.
Oh, my God.
Where you going with those fucking shoes, bud?
Nice shoes, fella. Why don't you just come over here and let me try them on, would you? inches?
Hey.
Come on.
I'm going to shine them for you.
Oh, there's a harmony tax on those shoes, fella. You're walking through the wrong neighborhood. Tariff. There's a tariff now.
Where the fuck do you think you're going, bud?
Oh, I don't see no hockey puck behind ya.
You want to fucking go, bud?
Yeah, oh. So Canadian.
Hey, bud, you ain't wearing enough jeans.
She had braces, like big braces, and that, everyone's like, that girl gives the best blowjobs.
With braces?
Yeah, and I went in this tube slide. You know those playgrounds, and they would have those orange plastic tubes?
How old
she
were
blew
you?
Me in the winter, maybe like 15, 16. Yeah. It was so good. And then I took her to Swiss Chalet after.
What's that?
Like a chicken place in Canada where you go and it's like $9.95 for like a breast and a potato. She took that. My first blowjob, I was so excited. The mouth was so warm and it's in the middle of winter and you're just like, oh, good. I'm maybe 15, 20 seconds and just hurling a mass of 15 years of cum just rocketing down this poor slob's throat. Just, fucking,
poor slob.
Just so much cum.
Did she swallow?
Oh, she took it all,
she
yeah.
She did?
Yeah.
Oh,
can you look her up on Facebook?
I don't remember her name.
Oh, Aaron.
I looked up the girl that gave me chlamydia on Facebook. I found her.
What was her name?
Kathy Quinn.
You're not supposed to say her real name.
I say her real name all the time.
Kathy Quinn.
Fucking whore.
Fucking goyim.
Chlamydia and syphilis I got from her.
Jesus. Nuh-uh.
Kathy,
what?
Whore. Yeah.
You got syphilis.
It's a week ago. A week.
You got syphilis.
My wife.
What poor the baby.
And you cured. You got cured of syphilis.
Yeah, you have to get a shot of penicillin.
You didn't know that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know that.
Yeah,
but,
I'm sure
but
you know that.
I keep it in my pocket like a diabetes needle.
An EpiPen.
Yeah, EpiPen with penicillin.
Got a hip sack on him just in case. Yeah. It feels like syph.
He really does.
Do you really?
Yeah.
EpiPen?
No.
The pack.
Do you know when the doctor comes in with the checklist when you're like getting an STD test? He's like, you identify, you had sex with a... He's like, yep. Yep.
Yep.
Have
yep.
you sex with a girl in the last week? Yep.
Just check all those.
Guys.
All the boxes.
Keep going.
Hey, he actually goes, you guys don't have any more boxes? I got a few more.
I got a couple more things.
What about recent tranny
change? Can I write my own
back?
Box?
Recent tranny change back.
Recent tranny change back.
You need a box for that.
Tranny trans to no tranny. Do you have that?
When he comes in, they just come in with a book. Yeah. And they just open it. And he's just sitting there checking for the first 20 minutes.
So what are your symptoms? I forget. It's been so long. Jeez.
Everything.
You have
it's the
a
worst.
Super shot.
It's the worst.
It's just a huge bow and arrow.
You never had syphilis, right?
No.
Thank God.
I never had an STD.
Horrible.
You never had an STD?
No.
Should go get checked.
Jesus, all the rodeos?
I get tested every couple months.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nice.
Yep, good for you.
I have also never had an STD.
Clean bill
fucking
of health.
Fucking wild, dude.
That's insane.
Fucking wild.
Yep.
And, yeah, it's kind of good to be out of the game because, like, the fear of those always
I'm incredibly
looms.
Clean, though. I'm very safe.
Yeah. You said you check.
Yeah. I check. I have that conversation beforehand, like, hey, are you... When was the last time you...
Are you clean?
I used to do this...
the creepy thing.
Doctor. I used to do this thing. I was so nervous. I didn't know what to do. So after sex, I'd be like, hey, just to let you know, I have herpes, but I don't have an outbreak. They'd be like, what? And I'd be like, I'm just kidding. Do you?
It's actually smart because you can tell by their reaction.
Yeah.
If they're freaked out, then you know that they don't.
Mm-hmm.
If they're like, well, yep. Funny you say that.
Yeah. Because I'd be so nervous.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's a tough one. You know, Joe List, he's open
he's
about it.
He's got the herpes.
And he's open about it. He asked the girl. He asked the girl, and she was like, yeah. Or she told, no, she told him.
Yeah.
Oh, she did.
Wait,
she
beforehand?
Told, yeah.
She told him I have herpes.
She said, I have herpes. And he was like, I don't care.
He's like, he wanted to bang her so bad.
Really?
Yeah, he did it.
Condom? No condom?
No cons.
Yeah. Whoa.
Wow.
That's what he was drinking, you know?
Yeah.
It was probably one of my favorite moments in comedy where he admitted that at the Chris Laker Awards at Bar 4.
Yeah.
Where he just stood up.
Is it when he first got it?
Yeah. He just said to the whole packed room full of people, it's been a great year for me. I got herpes.
That's great.
Yeah. That's it's so great. Good to be, it must feel so good to be open though about it. Instead of like, you know? Because then like nobody cares. I never think about that. And who gives a shit, dude?
Yeah, we're all too busy being obsessed with our own bullshit to really care.
I'll tell you this, I won't share a cigar with him. Hey, can I try it? Nah.
Yeah. We're a green room.
Get out. Store down the street.
You suddenly just quit smoking cigars. Yeah. When
you know what? I'm done. You can have the rest of it.
Hey, finish it.
Yeah, man. It's a beautiful thing.
You've only been with one person before.
Sexually?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Nuh-uh.
Wait, what do you mean? I've only had sex with one person?
Before your current boyfriend.
No, I had sex in high school.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Hike school. Say it like that.
I had sex in high school.
Yeah. Were you scared of the diseases?
We always used condoms because I never wanted to get pregnant, but I didn't want to go on birth control either because birth control fucks you up.
Yeah. Dude.
Yeah,
it fucks you up.
Yeah.
You're going to be on it for 6 months.
So we just always use condoms.
Yeah. Condoms suck too, man.
I know, but I didn't want a baby.
I know.
Yeah.
Sorry, Aaron.
I'm having a baby. I still think now, like, if I wanted to cheat, like, if I talked to my wife and I was like, hey, could I just fuck randoms on the road? Even if she said yes, then I'd be like, I gotta wear a fucking condom. And then you're like,
right.
I mean, but you don't want to roll the dice the other way and then bring fucking clams something back home to your wife after you've been in Calgary for a weekend.
That's a new one, clams.
Yeah. Clams.
Clam from the
Let's my pussy burn. Did you fuck someone? That then it turns into a whole fucking thing.
Clams.
Did you use a public toilet? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That happens to a lot of couples. I feel like I've heard stories like that where the guy goes out and cheats and then gets something and gives it to his wife.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be the worst. Yeah.
Happens the other way around, too.
Yeah.
I have a friend happened to twice.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, his taste in women, you could tell he
likes the trash.
He likes
the dirty
he
birds.
Likes the trash.
Dude, I used to be a carpenter and I was on a job.
You used to be a carpenter as well.
Yeah.
Who are you, the Village People?
I've had every job at the Village People. I was working at this house and this guy who was a cop and he told me his friend got caught cheating. His wife logged into his email and he was talking to an escort and was like, I will pay you no condom. I have immaculate health. I'll do whatever it takes. Just like hounding this prostitute over and over. And she found him. They just had a baby. Oof. She fucking left him and everything. The guy was moving in to stay at his house.
Wow.
The cop's house. Yeah.
Wow.
I have immaculate health to this prostitute.
Immaculate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because escorts are probably safer than any chick you meet at a bar. If they're high end, they get tested all the time. They're
how do you
safe
get high end?
I mean, yeah, call girls maybe.
Call girls, like, but not ones you're meeting on Avenue A.
There's a few call like girls that do comedy now.
Really?
Yeah.
Who? I bumped into. I mean, I could show you a picture. I don't want to say on the air.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Are they still working?
Call girls that do comedy?
Dude, if I was a hot chick, I might be a call girl. Easy money.
Dude, I would work at a bar where you just had to take your top off. I'd make so much money.
When I first got divorced, you know, Chris Scobo, he like sat me down. We were like eating dinner when I don't know what we were doing. And he was like,
listen to Sweet Buddies.
So serious. Yes. Subscribe to Sweet Buddies.
Plugging his dumb podcast.
I really think, Lauren, what you need to do is just be an escort, like a high end, and like really try to sell me on. I was like, no, I'm not doing this. Right,
Scopo's an animal.
Yeah, he's like, I'll manage you. I got your back.
Literally,
like,
serious?
Yeah.
No way.
He's like, I'll take a cut, and I'm like, I'm not doing this.
Oh my god.
What queen's trash?
Yeah, I know.
He's trying to be a fucking
like,
modern day pimp.
Let me tell you what you got to do now. Now you divorce. You're back out there.
No,
you're back out there now. So Lauren, what you have to do, you know?
No, just sell your pussy.
You know, it's a queen's secret, you know? All the pretty girls.
Dime money.
All the pretty girls I went to high school with in Queens, secret. You know?
Oh, I got a guy.
They became court girls. He is such queen's trash.
I know, I love
this.
Scopo. He's so queen's.
Scopo.
You want some Yankee tickets, Giannis?
Yeah.
I got you Yankee tickets.
Going to Yankee game?
Yeah.
No, he likes the Mets. He's
a Mets fan, but he's always got Yankees tickets. What are you doing? I'm from Queens. Is he from Flushing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just moved to Queens.
Where?
Yeah, whoa. Jackson Heights.
How is it?
I love it. Yeah. It's all Asian and Mexican and Indian.
Lost me.
No blacks.
Good food. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You said that.
I feel very safe.
Berg just starts screaming.
I wouldn't move back to a black neighborhood.
I could not.
I wouldn't do it again.
Why?
It's horrible.
Yeah.
No respect for the neighborhood. No respect for the neighborhood. Just dog shitting everywhere.
Now, do you think that's a black thing or a poverty thing?
That'd be a black thing.
This is the point.
Disagree.
Thing. This is the point
disagree.
Where somebody else can take over hosting this podcast. I will retreat into that.
I don't think it's a race
yeah,
thing. I think it's a poverty thing.
It's a black thing. Well,
I'll tell you, these Asians, they keep a nice thing. Neighborhood.
The Asians do?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They keep a nice safe
You know why?
They don't even look at me.
They treat it like their noses. They pick them clean all the time. Asians love picking their noses. I won you guys back with racism.
On the train a lot of times.
On the train like crazy. They'll just dig it while
you're
looking.
That's the thing of their culture. They always
spit. Oh, really?
Spit.
Yeah.
There's a lot of creepy vans, though, I noticed in my neighborhood.
Ooh, yeah.
They're probably busting in the chicks to work at the nail salons.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you
Holy
go to the nail
shit,
salons
we're going
there?
Deep right
Not
now.
Not yet, but I'm going to go.
You should. Yeah. Do you have a nice apartment?
It's all right.
How many roommates?
Just one. She's from Nepal. She's like a little Buddha. Yeah, she's really sweet.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You mean fat? She's fat?
No, she's in shape.
Oh,
because she's sweet.
Yeah.
You guys kiss each other?
You guys don't live together yet, huh?
No.
Well,
she's all right. We kiss.
Oh.
No, you and Dave had to talk yet or no?
Pillow
what? Because I live with a woman?
No, about moving in.
Oh, no.
No, not yet. No. You're going to wait. You're going to wait for that. You guys are going to wait.
Like 8 months?
Yeah, you got to wait.
It's a legit relationship.
You got to wait.
You got to wait.
You got to wait.
We're waiting.
Yeah, get away. That's I good. Waited.
Yeah.
Yeah. How long did you wait?
Waited. I don't know, a year and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
What did you do? Get pregnant first or move in together?
Moved in together. We got married before we got pregnant.
Oh, that's good.
He just forgets about marriage. It's just not what he said.
I got to say, my pet peeve, I may be alone on this.
What?
I hate when couples say, we got pregnant.
I hate it.
You
did
said
you,
it.
Did you guys get pregnant?
I fucking hate that.
Yeah.
We didn't do shit.
Right.
She got
right.
pregnant.
No.
Well,
I
you
did.
You impregnated
her. Seed.
You impregnated her.
Stop giving women credit where they don't deserve. She fucking laid there and took a load like a good lady.
I did that.
Oh, hey.
She was lucky I had 11 swimmers.
Hickory dickory dock. I impregnated her with my cock.
Women go through a lot.
Yeah.
You know that now.
It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare.
Can't
so
sleep
moody.
On her belly. She's got to sleep in a certain position.
Jeez.
She's eating for two right now.
You evil man putting her through that.
And what do you do? You go smoke cigars outside the stand. But we got pregnant.
Yeah.
You sit in your hot tub with your shirt off.
And his kid's coming soon.
Counting your protein and fiber. Smoking a fucking Cuban going, honey, you all right in there? Well, she's puking into a fucking toilet.
Yeah.
But we got pregnant.
She hasn't been puking a lot, but yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, I do something.
What's like her thing?
I mean,
thing?
I make
Is
it possible
right?
for them to both live, you know.
That's true.
I do that.
That's
but,
true.
Yeah, she's doing good.
You don't have to
she's on the road today with
this kid. Every
Verzi.
Chance he gets, he fucking brags.
Who?
He's working at Dangerfields.
Whoa.
He's making enough spot pay to feed his wife.
I feed the wife.
Wife and fetus. I feed my fetus
This is
well.
Top level shit right here. This ain't no Roger Paul representation we're talking.
Man, she's on the road with Verzi right now?
Yeah, they're going to Delaware right now.
Oh, to Dewey Beach.
Dewey Beach.
I did that last weekend.
Yeah. Did you have fun?
Scarpelli.
See how it all comes back to Dewey
it's
Beach.
It's his gig, yeah. Scarpelli. It was a fun gig.
I've done it last year.
I was supposed to do it last year. Got canceled.
2 years before that. Why did it get canceled?
I don't know.
Oh. I'm doing it August 1st or 2nd. Did you have fun? It's a fun room, right?
What I recommend is going like a day or two early.
You stay at the hotel.
And just like
and
enjoy
my wife's
it.
Family lives
you gotta go to,
minutes from
you gotta
So go a couple
Ed
days
Seafood.
Early and make it like a little mini vacay.
We went,
I'm going to drive there and come back.
We went 2 years ago
yeah,
to
that's pointless.
What I
want
to do.
Go to the beach.
Yeah, her family's
Dewey Beach.
There. I go there. We got to go. Maybe go for one night. I don't like going
You go to
beach.
Rehoboth. You go to Funland.
You don't tan
Rehoboth.
You get Core
nice.
Brothers.
Yeah,
you get Thrasher's Fries. It's
sure.
the best. You get Grotto's Pizza. Then you get Dolly's
Grotto's is good.
Kitchen.
A town with no
Grotto's
tax,
is good.
Too.
Delaware's
oh, yeah.
no tax.
Easy
tax.
To get guns, too.
Yeah.
Buy a handgun there.
You know what I like about Berg?
Huh?
We're in the same age bracket.
Uh-huh.
I love people in my age bracket. Because we don't. When you get to a certain age, you don't need a lot to have fun. You you smoke a how happy you just with a stick in the fucking sauna.
So happy.
Yeah. Young kids like they just kind of they're always antsy. Like what are we gonna do? What are we? They don't appreciate. You know, I could stare at a tree for 20 minutes and have a great day.
Yeah.
Go
that
to
happens.
The park,
yeah.
Just sit in the park. Oh, that's perfect.
I like doing that.
How old are you?
I'm 32.
Yeah, but you...
Dude, yesterday I sat...
You lived the life of a 50-year-old renegade.
Yeah, I've lived the life of an ex-meth head biker.
A lot of miles on you, kid.
What's beautiful about getting older is that you know yourself.
Girls stay
the same age.
You're
comfortable with yourself.
Yeah.
And you get sentimental a bit. I like listening to older music now. I like listening to the music that I listened to when I was a kid because it takes you back to that time. And you...
I love Little Feet.
That's one of the greatest. Being comfortable in your own skin is the best.
It's the best.
And that's what happens when you're older. It's just the.
Took a long time.
Yeah. And you
just. Me, especially.
Me too.
Until I was in my 40s, even in my late 30s, I still wasn't.
Me too.
Still wasn't comfortable.
Comics were kind of. We were late bloomers because we were like grown children, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's so glorious on the other side. It's so freaking nice. You're just comfortable in your own skin.
Yeah. Women don't have that until they're much, much older, I feel
really?
Like.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You're not comfortable in your own skin?
No, I mean, like, women still have to try a lot harder, I feel.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, even just makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah. You women walk around like they're in a play every day.
I know.
Yeah.
Doing my hair, my makeup, pick out my outfits.
Yeah.
You know?
Imagine having I hate doing fucking makeup. Like, when I had a show on Fusion, it was every day.
Yeah.
I would hide. They would have to find me. It became like a funny thing.
Yeah.
Because I would try to hide and then we go live. So it was like I'd have to just run on set.
Yeah.
And they would fucking get pissed. They'd be like, I was like, I hate sitting in a fucking chair, getting the makeup on you. It burns your face. Yeah. You guys deal with that.
I know.
And then you got to take it off with alcohol every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
your eyebrow, your eyelashes. Yeah.
Marianne on the show, the women always have to go get hair and makeup for like 3 hours. Mm-hmm. She would always be in the makeup chair. When we were learning the show, we had to do it in the makeup chair because we would learn the show like 2 hours before the show. And we'd have to do it in the makeup chair because that's when she would start her makeup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Me and the other guy, Pedro, we did makeup in 5 to 7 minutes. It was just like bloop, a little this.
I mean,
that is
pretty insane.
Yeah, women, it's a whole
like
fucking
if I want to like really look good and I'm going out, I need at least 2.5 hours.
It's crazy.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
That's fucking nuts. Yes.
And then you take a runny shit and it's all ruined.
But it is funny though. Like I try my hardest to be like, hey, don't wear makeup. Be yourself. Yeah. I don't care. I love it. And then I see them without a face and I'm like, makeup.
Oh, Jesus.
Put it back.
I can't toss one into you.
I love a girl without makeup. If she's pretty without makeup, I like
In sweats or whatever. It's so great.
Yeah, as long as
the nice dick just hanging there.
Yeah, you can see the outline of the dick and the sweats, you know? Yeah.
Now,
nice
when you
Cowboys
watch
jersey.
When you watch tranny porn,
uh-huh.
Do you need the girls to be hard to turn you? Like, is it weird? The limp dicks are weird.
I'll tell you.
Limp dicks
are
ugly.
Because with gay and trans porn, it's like you have emphatic proof that they're turned on. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Empirical evidence.
With regular porno, you know, the woman's faking. She's, I'm coming. And you're like, no, you're
Back
not.
Me.
You fucking stupid liar. Just be, I want you to be truthful.
They're basically like Lauren for the first month of the relationship. Remember that part of the podcast? Everyone except Dave. I faked it for her.
Everyone except him.
She said
women
can't have to be comfortable in order to come. So she goes the first month, she always fakes, and then she goes, except for Dave.
Good for you for being so honest.
Good for him. I never had to fake it, right?
Exactly.
Never had to fake it.
Wink, wink. Elbow, nudge.
You guys do passionate love. It's cerebral.
Passionate, no.
No?
We're gross.
Ooh.
Ooh,
crank up some Ed Sheeran. When your legs don't work like they used to before.
That's your wedding song.
Yeah.
Oh, no. That's so funny.
Didn't he just do a guest appearance on Thrones?
Big trouble, bro.
Yeah.
He's off Twitter now.
Really?
He got off Twitter last night.
People got pissed about it, right?
He got so much, he got a couple good positive things, but everybody else is like, Ed Sheeran sucks. He's off Twitter.
He sucked already.
He bailed.
Yeah. He
well, you know what
I saw Ed Sheeran live at Barclays Center. He fucking rocked Barclays
Center.
Great. He's fucking great. Here's the thing where Game of Thrones fucked up.
Uh-huh.
They shouldn't have done that. It's not
Wait,
the
I don't
type.
What happened?
He did a guest appearance on Thrones.
Yeah.
And people who love Game of Thrones are pissed because it's like, you know, they like getting lost in the world of Game of Thrones.
Yeah. And it takes you out of it.
You get like a celebrity. You're like, is that what you're doing now?
Yeah.
Are you guys the Price is Right now?
Yeah.
You know? So like piss, I understand. It's just a stupid thing.
Yeah.
It's like what's who's next? David
it's like
Beckham.
Product placement.
Is David Beckham going to be on now and fucking?
Yeah. Remember in War of Planet of the Apes, they have that big Coca-Cola truck just out of nowhere. The product
placement.
I didn't
notice that.
Yeah.
Oh, but your subconscious did.
Yeah, I'm sure it did.
They know what they're doing.
Got a Coke.
Yeah, they know what they're fucking doing.
I thought
they
would be stunk.
I don't know. Really?
What? Yeah.
I liked Dave infected you.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dave afterwards, you know, I didn't
know. It's all anti-man.
Yeah.
What, Planet of the Apes?
Yeah, because it makes you hate humans and you rooting for the apes. Yeah. It's just like fucked up.
Well, I always root for the animals.
I wasn't.
Whenever an animal gets hurt in a movie, I always root against the humans.
Yeah.
You know, I love animals.
I don't root for either one when I see that movie because I'm an adult. And, it's a far-fetched
movie.
Fiction.
I liked it. I teared up.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a picture. Someone took a picture of me going, what we were watching. Yeah.
I saw Kumail Nanjiani's movie. I cried like a bitch.
Dude, my brother told me it was fucking great.
So
that's
good.
What I heard.
One of the best movies I've seen probably
my
all
brother,
year.
Really?
Yeah.
So good.
Kumail?
Takes romantic comedy to the next level.
Really?
Yeah. That's the word on the street.
Fucking phenomenal.
Wow. Yeah. Whoa, and for you to look past his skin color, that must be a great film.
I like brown comics are pretty safe. They're just trying to make it in a white man's world.
All jokes aside, my brother was raving
so
about
good.
It.
Really?
Raving.
Giannis, I gotta so good. See it. I called my wife crying on FaceTime in the street. It's so good. Wow. It's such a great movie. You got to see it. Yeah. I mean, it'll be on Netflix in a while, but it's one of those films that's worth supporting in a theater. It's his real life story about him marrying a white woman, you know, his relationship with a white woman, how his parents wanted to disown him. And that became like a real story that then blew up in the news and became like, you know, a trending topic about Indian men marrying white women.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How it's so dishonorable to their families.
Oh, yeah. And I read an article that was like, can we stop having black and brown men going after white women? In movies, and everyone was like, it's his real life.
Yeah.
Are you saying he failed in his real life? Yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah.
You know?
He wrote it, right?
Be able to touch art. Yeah.
He did write it?
Yeah.
Props to Kumail, man.
I forget who directed it, though.
I think it was Apatow who produced it.
Apatow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're right.
Man,
he's doing everything
now.
Fucking
guy. He's got no spare time.
Yeah, he hits a lot of homers, too.
Yeah.
I mean, he's had a few misses, but there's a lot of fucking homers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I never got into Love. On Netflix, I never got into that.
Okay, and then afterwards, it was like, "What's?" It's just the same thing.
You know, it's really good. The Dr. Dre documentary on HBO.
Oh, about Eminem. About Eminem.
Defiant Ones.
Yeah, Defiant Ones.
Yes.
It's about what's his name? The guy from Capitol Records. Music producer.
Marty Scherzenbaum.
Are you talking about Jimmy Iovine?
Jimmy Iovine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Jimmy Iovine.
Have you seen? Have you seen Glow?
No.
Gorgeous Ladies
of
Wrestling.
Oh, no, but I saw that on
Netflix. I saw the documentary and the series, and it is wonderful.
A lot of people like it. Mark Maron's in it.
Oh, I was sobbing watching the documentary. Yeah, I think my meds got messed up.
Is there any reads or anything?
No, Bobby did it up top.
Oh, he did that read. Yeah. And what was that company called again?
Deep Discount.
DeepDiscount.com.
DeepDiscount.com.
Great place to go for any type
love
of movie you want.
DeepDiscount.com. Huge supporters of Compound Media as well.
There you go. DeepDiscount.com.
All your DVD needs. They get your DVDs that you can't get.
Even the ones you can't get on Netflix or Hulu.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Deep Discount.
That's so great. I'm going to go there today.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get a Deep Discount.
We're at the 2, Mark. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, it was.
Great.
I feel bad that I was late, but this flew.
No, dude.
Sorry, man.
You were awesome.
Yeah.
You came in at the right time.
Yeah.
Because Ian was doing a lot of Aaron Burke bashing. I'm glad you weren't here to hear it.
Yeah.
I'm
pretty easy to bash. I'm not a very good comedian, not a good person. I get it. I'm a good person.
But you do have a podcast people should listen to that you can plug.
Yeah, it's In Hot Water. It's on compoundmedia.com. And I'll be in, is this live?
Yeah.
Montreal Comedy Festival next week.
Hey!
Where am I? 26th to 30th, I'll be there.
Going home to Canada.
Hell yeah.
I don't like it. I don't like going back there.
Yeah. No?
You're a New Yorker
now. Yeah, I'm a New Yorker.
New York.
You love America, dude. That's
I love America.
And
so
he loves New York. Yeah. How fucking great is New York?
America loves you.
Greatest
say it again.
City in the world.
How fucking
greatest
is New York?
Greatest city in the world.
Just fucking say it.
It really is.
You don't have to convince anybody that shit.
No.
You're here for like a year or two, you're sold. You're like, this place is a universe that never runs out.
Yeah.
Every other city.
And then you leave and you feel like you're missing out on everything.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. And when you're little, every movie's in New York. You're like, gotta be there.
It's just the excitement. It makes you like a cokehead. Like, the adrenaline of it just never dies.
Yeah.
Best scene in the world.
Oh, I love it.
Well, New York is happy to have Berg. He's a great dude. Thanks, very funny comic. Check out his podcast. See him in Montreal. Ian?
Yes, sir.
What are your plugs, my friend?
Hello. You can follow me on Instagram, Ianimal, IanImal. My website, ianfidance.com. And I'm going to be on Bennington on Monday the 24th. And then Kumia show on the 31st.
Nice.
Fuck.
I got a bunch of bar shows.
Love Bennington. Is stuff coming dude.
So good.
Mm-hmm. How he's long, so great. He's been so question. Kind to me, man.
He's the greatest.
He's so wonderful.
He is the fucking great. How long's he been doing stand-up?
I mean, he just came back at it maybe a year and a bit
ago. Yeah, years ago.
He is so fucking funny.
He's so fucking quick on
stage.
He's
so funny. It's nuts.
Yeah.
It is fucking nuts. And he's so funny on radio.
Yeah.
So good.
And when you do radio with him, nobody's ever made me feel like so comfortable. Like it just kind of like,
he
just always picks the ball up and like keeps it, and he always has something. He's just the best.
Yeah, he is.
Bennington, so
check
you out.
He's been so kind to me, man. I love him a lot. I love going in there. So.
And where can the people catch you besides the Grizzly Pear and
you motherfucker? I'll be at the Lantern.
You can catch Ian at every black show.
I'll be at Niagara Bar. 4:30.
I'm going to be at Escape Lounge in August.
If you could bring three people and just say
you
the,
motherfucker.
The word Fidai.
I got a bunch of bar shows coming up in fucking Williamsburg and Brooklyn.
And of course you got a podcast somewhere. You're a comic.
I don't have a podcast, man.
You heathen.
No, I just go on podcasts. I gotta get one.
All right. Lauren?
Just
Jerry?
Lauren Cabrera. Jerry?
Donald? What do we got, D?
Just gonna read Bobby's dates, too.
Okay, Bobby's dates, guys.
I'm gonna be opening for Bobby at Side Splitters,
there
right?
You go.
That's right, Bobby.
Booyah!
Right.
There you go.
He's at Just for Laughs. He just left today, so he's going to be there up until
let me just
the
say this
27th.
Real quick. You're the new Stavros, my man.
Woo! Hell yeah.
Tampa. That's right. Side Slips.
And then YKWD Live Podcast will be at JFL this year at the Hyatt Regency on the 27th. September Side Splitters with Ian, 28th, 29th, 30th, and then October 12th in Tacoma, Washington.
Right on. And if you're listening to this live, I will be at the Hartford Funny Bone this weekend. And then next weekend, I will be at the Arlington Draft House. So come check it out and follow me on Twitter and give me all your fucking aggressive, stupid comments about
come at me, bro.
Yeah, how dumb I am. That's all I get. When the last guy was like, do you hear yourself on You Know What, Dude? Do you know how dumb you are?
Three followers. Yeah.
I love you.
Cartoon picture for profile.
Yeah. Some guy told me I was Pederast David Cross.
It's actually fucking hilarious.
Fuck you. Right?
Hey, I wrote it. So did it come from
Fart
Dicky Wunner?
I loved it. Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Peace
thanks,
out.
Everybody.
Enjoy every sandwich.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they're all free.
And they're all free. Joy!